It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
So nice to be in New York and still be able to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field stadium announcer, Philip Robert John Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I'm surprised that Phil made it today.
Why is that?
He told me he was busy reinventing himself as a fancy lad. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lorenzo, the feminine stripper, and all the ships at sea. Hey, many consider them brilliant. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. It's Thursday, June 8th, year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Send us a telebug.
Oh, 877-365-3636. Back in good old New York City from the studios of WNEW-FM.
Hi, Pete.
Yes, hello to PJ, lovable PJ. Yeah. Pete Johnson, our engineer up here.
Pete Johnson, my favorite person at WNEW New York.
Mm-hmm. He is. I swear to God, he is. I mean that. I know you think I'm joking.
He is my...
More than the Kumare. Really?
More than the... Because the greeting from the Kumare, while nice and warm and kind, is not nearly the genuine happiness that I see in Peter Johnson's eyes when I greet him.
That is a testament to the tragic life of PJ, our engineer. Listen, we have, but before we tell you about coming up here, and I want to tell you some stuff about last night, we're going to offer up something on the show tomorrow. I want to mention it now and mention it throughout the show and give the good people of New York first crack, no pun intended.
First crack.
At a free vacation to Orlando, Florida.
Ooh. Hey, what person in New York doesn't want to go to sunny Florida?
Now listen, well, most of them are down there already, aren't they? Listen. We've done this contest before, the What Would You Do contest.
Yes, we have.
We're moving to Florida.
We will be spending the rest of our lives in sunny Florida, where you can get oranges right outside your door.
Are you a Yankee fan? We are from New York, but we now live in Boca Raton.
We're so happy down here. The citrus juices are so fresh and delightful.
Listen, tomorrow, if you're one of the last few New Yorkers who's not already migrated to Orlando, we will give you a chance to win a free trip when we play What Would You Do for a Trip to Orlando? Now, the WNEW studios are located at 888 7th Avenue.
Beautiful 7th Avenue, very close to the fabulous Theater District.
You know, Midtown Manhattan, Hooters, the Dancing Shrimp, all that crap.
That's right.
Good people of New York, now, you can't call the show live, so we'll just tell you what some people have done in previous What Would You Do contests.
Right.
We did have a woman who came down and got her her genitals pierced on the air.
It was a pierced labia.
And she was the winner. We also had a woman who came down and had on her vaginal area tattooed the words, "This is Sam Huff."
This is Sam Huff. That was wonderful. We had a man eat an entire lamb's head, eyes and all. Oh. Of course, it was cooked.
Yeah. Yes.
It was not raw, but he ate a lamb's head. And wasn't he the winner?
Yeah, we also had a guy who put mouse traps on his penis.
Right.
We had one guy who wanted to put like a dumbbell attached to his penis and lift stuff with his penis.
That is correct.
The best one that never got on the air was the guy who wanted, and he actually came down to the studio, he wanted to fist himself.
Standards and practices did not give the go-ahead for that
one. He wanted to fist himself and then jump around the studio and with his fist up his ass.
You were like seconds away from pulling the trigger on that one and all of a sudden the word came down.
They came running downstairs and said, no, you can't have a guy fist himself on the show.
No!
So listen, good people of New York, this is your chance to participate in the show. What would you do for a trip to Orlando? You got to come down to NEW tomorrow,
right?
3 o'clock local time when we go on the air, because remember, in New York, we're heard on a time delay.
Yeah, now if you're listening to this right now, we want you tomorrow at the studio at 3 o'clock Eastern time. We want you here, and that's where you are going to display your talent.
Now, if nobody from New York shows up, then we will offer this prize on the regular network show tomorrow to somebody from another city.
Very
but
good.
We want to give the people of New York first crack at this, what would you do for a trip to Orlando, courtesy of Biography on A&E? We will mention this throughout the show today.
Good chance for us. You know, we've been up here a while now, and this is the chance that we're looking forward to really meet the people of New York City.
Yeah, we had a... Actually, we also had a woman who came in and got into a bathtub.
Yeah.
She brought, like, a mini bathtub.
She shaved herself.
She shaved herself down on the show.
I don't think she shaved herself smooth, but she shaved...
A nice landing strip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, which... shaving's a big one. We enjoy that, you know, and anything in that area.
So, listen, what would you do for the trip to Orlando? We'll find out tomorrow on this show. Hopefully...
Oh, and I got a message for you. Hold on.
This
excellent.
This is a Delta Airlines message.
All right, is this going to be sponsored?
Yes, it is, but let me get it out first.
Here we go.
that's nowhere near what I've been producing before the show today.
There was one right before showtime that I swear to God, the New York City Fire Department had to be alerted.
That live fart was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Egar.
Listen, our trip up here, and I know everybody wants to talk about Survivor, and we will do that in just a second. Got to tell you.
What, Mike? I got some. I got some over here. They are not scent free.
our trip up here today. You're lucky that you weren't on the plane.
Were you doing it on the plane?
Oh, no. The farts I have now are simply because of the pressurized cabin. When I said, you're lucky you weren't on the plane, it was the type of flight you would have hated. Not because we had a bad pilot.
Right.
And not because he made any herky-jerky movements.
Sure.
But because I guess the plane was running so far ahead of time.
Yeah.
So early were we to arrive at LaGuardia today.
Oh, did he stay up in the air?
Yeah, well, what he did was, he went around Manhattan. We never go around that way.
Right.
Then he went around Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And then he just went in big circles.
Three laps.
And I started counting the circles. And I said to Rob, he's just going in circles. We're not going to the airport. He's just going in circles.
Was there an explanation that you were there early, or were there no commentary at all?
There was no
commentary.
Now, it didn't bother me, but Rob said...
I would have gone nuts.
Mike would have gone through the ceiling. So
I would have gone absolutely nuts.
So we were discussing... Oh, here's a nice buzz moment for you, too. You'll appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
So we were discussing flying over Yankee Stadium. We had never taken that route before.
Right.
And Buzz said that one time when we had been flying back home, that the pilot was flying so low that Buzz was actually... I'll quote him here. Buzz was able to see one of the players actually get a base run.
It was one of those moments when I was between saying base hit or right. Ran a base.
But you know, with your, yeah. You know what you have to live up to when you're right. Talking anything in relation to sports.
Right. He's beautiful.
A base run. How many points did they score in that game? I'm
delicious.
Curious about that.
You'd have to ask Steve Kushner about that.
Right.
So, wow. So we get to the place where the plane pulls up in the parking spot, and we get off the plane. And as it turns out, we're looking for...
You mean the gate?
Yeah. We're looking for Richard, you know, the guy who picks us up at the airport and has for the last 3 months, the guy who heard the show and called in and offered his services, and as it turns out, we said, you know, you're such a great guy to come pick us up.
Yeah.
We want CBS to put you on the payroll.
Richard has been the best friend we have here in New York City. He's been fantastic. Not only is he the guy that drives us around, but he's become a good friend, and we hang out with Richard, too. He's
well, imagine our surprise when Richard wasn't there, and I said to someone, where's Richard? And they said, oh, Richard hasn't been paid yet by CBS.
Shocker of shockers.
Great. So we had an interesting ride in, the four of us in a Dodge Neon. came into New York today. That can't suck enough. Richard, on behalf of everybody with this show, we apologize.
Richard, sorry. I believe the situation has been rectified for this evening. Richard will be back at his duty spot tonight.
But imagine that. He's been driving us now for 3 months, going out, schlepping us from the airport all the way downtown and all the way back to the airport.
How does CBS say thank you when you
right.
Treat your new show in New York with you know, you're the personal tour guide, you're
right.
The driver, you're the helper.
Right. They just screwed him. They haven't paid him. So, you know, we were stuck with this guy today who, unfortunately, was rather limited in his grasp of the English language.
Yeah. Shock. Once again, shocker.
And as we were coming to the station today, we did see one goddamn hilarious thing. We were going through... Maybe it was Harlem we were driving through today.
Yes. Spanish Harlem.
Spanish Harlem, as Aretha Franklin would sing.
Right.
And there was a place where all they sold was hubcaps.
Okay.
Hubcap store, one of these little shanty shacks.
Right.
And we saw, I guess, you know, you only see this in New York. There was a guy who had gone, and I guess he had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the middle of the road, the guy had stopped his car, jacked it up.
Right.
taken the tire off.
I'd be nervous to be doing that next to the hubcap store.
And, well, that's where he was going. He was right. going into the hubcap store either to get a new tire or to get a new hubcap. And the car was parked on a street that was angled.
Right.
And he had, like, nothing in front. Yeah, right, right. It was like a jack on wheels.
Right.
It was a rolling
tire jack. And the car was on a hill.
And it was starting to move?
Well, no, it wasn't moving. It would have taken the slightest push from someone
right.
to get this thing rolling down the street.
Did you have to grab Rob around the neck to prevent him from jumping out of the door?
Don't do it. Don't do it, boy. Whatever. Don't do it.
Wow.
But listen, it's nice to be back in New York. See you tomorrow, everybody, on NEW for the What Would You Do for a trip to Orlando, Florida, a contest thing.
Can I get something off my chest about my trip up here today?
Oh, your train trip? Sure.
You know how I love the train, and I do love the train, and nothing has changed except for I read an article a short time ago in one of the newspapers, and I think I've heard somebody talk about it. There's lots of commentary about cell phone use on the train, that people shout into their cell phones.
Oh, Mike, excuse me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
That was
worth it. Sponsored by Egars.com, the best cigars on the planet. I'm sorry, excuse me. Some a-hole keeps calling.
Where was I?
You're on the train.
Cell phones.
Sorry about that.
That was a little double pumper there is what that was.
I'm trying a little too hard to deliver the big home run shot.
The knock on the Metro Liner when you're coming up from Washington, D.C. to New York City is that people talk loudly into their cell phones. Now, I've been aware of cell phone use. In fact, I use the cell phone myself ever since I've been taking the train up here. But I read an article just within the last 2 weeks. It might have been the guy we hate, Bob Levy, who was talking about
it. I'm Bob Levy.
And I hate him, but he might have been right about this. And they talk about people that talk loudly and they use the train as their own personal phone booth. And now when I'm on the train, this is the tone I use. It's very difficult to establish the volume level when you're speaking into a microphone. But I'll be on the phone and I'll say, "Hi, hon, how you doing? Yeah, I'm up here. I'm on the just outside."
Yeah, you almost have to whisper.
And you know what? You've got a little speaker right there, and you can be heard very clearly. And the person on the other end, if you have a good connection, can. This guy, today, after he got two dirty looks from me, and he finally got a comment, and it was not pretty. It was not, as a matter of fact.
What did you say to him?
Well, I said at the very end, the guy gets on, we're not even out of the station yet, and the guy goes, "Hello, Carol? Yeah, listen, we're trying to get this housing thing, and I, to the point where I was on the phone talking to my wife, this guy was so loud, my wife says to me, 'Who is that?' I said, that is the jerk in the seat." No, he didn't hear this, because I was saying, "That's the jerk in back of me. He is being so loud." This guy says, "We're trying to get the housing worked out." He had a southern accent. "We're trying to get the housing worked out, and I just don't understand the water and electric situation. Can you run those figures by me one?" Now, listen, if we get it just the way we're supposed to get it right now, and I am sitting there, I turn around at this point after I get off the phone with my wife, and I look over, and our eyes meet, and I'm looking at him going, my first look is not, "Hey, you're being a jerk." My first look is like, "What is the deal?"
You're speaking very loudly.
And he looks back at me, and he just looks at me. It doesn't register, okay? So then a few more, you know, 100 miles go by, or whatever, how long it is to get us to New York. And he gets on, and he's pursuing what he's trying to do. I know the whole business transaction. He's trying to find out what some two-bedroom apartment is going to cost his company to put somebody up, I guess, here in the city. He's talking about the housing authority. He's talking about the water, the electric charges, the average, what it's going to be.
This is a big freaking shot.
This, not only is this moron, you know, taking this simple business transaction and turning it into a three-hour discussion with whoever he's talking to, but he's getting louder. Finally, the fourth, we're almost outside of Penn Station here in New York City, and the guy says, "Yeah. Now listen, and you know, when you come in on the train, you go underwater, and you go under, you know, and you come into the city in Midtown Manhattan." He says, "Listen, we're just about to go underwater. We're going to lose the connection. But listen, I really can't tell you how much I appreciate everything you've done with this. And listen, we'll get it worked out. Uh-huh. Don't worry. Don't worry." And I finally get up, and I put my knees on the chair and put my hands back up on the chair. He said, "Yes?" I said, "That's a cell phone. It's not a Oh, I almost said it. I said it's a cell phone. It's not a bullhorn. And I just turned around.
Was there something before bullhorn?
No, I didn't say the F word.
Okay.
I did not say the F word.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I knew you did. I did. So it's not a cell. It's not an effing bullhorn.
The only way did he was a slight of build man, and so I took the liberty of using the F word because I knew he wouldn't fight
Mike,
me.
Mike, excuse me. There's another telephone call.
Very good.
In.
Here we go. Oh.
Wow.
The name of that sequel will be Very Close to Mud.
That live fart was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com. Every time we fart. God damn, I'm loaded with farts today. I'm sorry.
Wish we had a window in here right now. I really am starting to get concerned about it. I haven't gotten real worm sign over here yet, but it's so it ended like that, and he goes, hey, sorry. You know, was that reaction? Like, hey, sorry. And then we just went back to our set, and there was not even he wasn't even mounting any kind of comeback.
Well,
you know,
like that are not even aware of what jerks they're being.
Right?
I mean, you got to do more than shake his seat and say it's not an elfing bullhorn. You probably would have had to smack him.
Yeah, just maybe pound his head up against the window of the train, just going, you talk too loudly during my entire trip. And one more for you.
And even if I go, hey, nice to meet you. Where are you from, buddy?
He was just like that. And you know something? It was one of these deals where that was 5 minutes before we were going to get off the train, and I was glad I said it. Because everybody uses the cell phones on the train. That's one of the things that's nice about the train. You're on the phone for the whole time. I'm on the phone a lot, but you speak at a level, and there's so many loud talkers. And he, at least, I know he was trying to do a business
deal.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That part was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com. I'm not trying to F up your story. I'm really not.
I'm at the end of my story. But I'm at the very end of my story. But
I'm at the very end of my underpants.
I'll tell you right now, I'm beginning to show concern for the odor factor in here. So far, really,
no odor.
Not bad.
No odor.
Okay. Not bad, Buzz says. You getting a little back there in the corner?
A few minutes ago, yeah.
It's a wonderful pixie dust, Buzz.
Uh-huh. Right.
Pixie dust for my ass.
So then I ended up by farting in the guy's face. That's the end of my story.
Don't make it personal. I'm certainly not farting on command. God knows if I could, I would.
You know that if the situation was reversed, I would be farting all during your story.
It's just the way my ass is working today.
Oh.
get a little of that now?
Yeah. Do we have any kind of spray up here? Rob, how in the name of God can you sit there poised at his buttocks while he's doing... You haven't moved an inch.
4 hours a day,
right.
7 years, I'm 4 feet behind that ass.
He stands behind me every day. He's used to it. He's unfazed by it. Christ, he probably likes it now, right? That's not a bad one, right?
No, that's not bad, but I don't like it.
Like is a strong word in that circumstance.
I can deal with it.
All right, well, sorry, Mike.
Don, I'm over the story. The story's done. I finished it like 5 minutes ago. You got another one?
I'm going to hold it.
No.
No, I'm going to...
That's not healthy.
All right. Let it out. Let it go, man. You don't want to push too hard.
All right, that one doesn't deserve to be sponsored.
I'd say we're going
to
have a baby snapping turtle in here in a second.
That one was simply too quiet. God, I've only had that power every day.
It's all squidgy.
So last night when I wanted to be watching, Rob, no, there's no seepage yet. Although I'm going to have to do an underpants check during this break.
Am I correct in assuming it's just a little warm in here, too?
It is.
I think it's a little warmer since we started the show.
I think that takes oxygen out of the room.
So last night I wanted to watch Survivor, and it was the national holiday. It was Frida's birthday, so instead we went to dinner.
Right.
And I do not have a rave for the restaurant Maggiano's, one of our favorite restaurants in D.C.
You don't have a rave for them?
No, and there are two reasons I don't have a rave for them. The first reason I don't have a rave is that when you want to get into this restaurant, they make a big deal about saying, your reservation's at 8 o'clock. We will only hold the reservation until 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Yeah,
which is not the standard. The industry standard is 15 minutes.
So please make sure you're here. So we were there at 5 minutes until 8.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get our table until 8:25.
Oh, really?
Right. So we're sitting around, and it was frustrating because they had Survivor on the TV.
At 8 o'clock.
In the bar.
See, I thought it was on at 9 o'clock.
And I'm trying to watch it, and I'm catching, like, when they're eating the bugs and stuff, but I'm not really able to watch it, and they're closed captioning it.
Right.
So what I'm doing is trying to engage Frida in conversation. and Bart was there wearing his suit. You know, we're taking Mom out to dinner.
Right.
But at the same time, I would be listening going, uh-huh,
Uh-huh.
That I look up, and I know she would catch me. She goes, are you watching that show? I said, honey, look, they're making them eat bugs. And that's what they did last night on Survivor, yeah, made them eat bugs.
I don't know.
So you missed it again?
I was telling Rob, Rob and I had lunch today, and Charlie had lunch today, and I was telling them that I was all set, had dinner with the family, played with the kids, and just settled in, lying down on the bed upstairs with the TV set, getting set to watch Survivor at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's something I have about that show. Once in a while, shows come by, I didn't see it again.
So we had to wait for the table, and the real reason I missed at Maggiano's is not really the waiting for the table. It's the fact that it's like being on a cattle car.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Going to Auschwitz. I mean, there are, you know, back-to-back with people with absolutely no elbow room in this restaurant. And this is where I know you will join me in feeling great remorse towards the once great Maggiano's.
Mm-hmm.
Our picture that had been on the middle column with Joe Theismann, Sonny Jurgensen.
Yeah, I remember years ago we gave him a picture.
Doug Williams. Our picture, Mike, is now next to the crapper.
Hey,
they have moved our picture next to the lower floor men's room.
Well, holy calamari, Batman.
At Maggiano's. So F them.
That sucks.
And I got another message for them.
Here we go.
God.
You know something? This show's going to go down to the history books. We're making a best of right now for that reason alone.
That was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet. Egars.com.
That's almost worthy of a replay.
I don't have access to a replay here.
Could be the best one ever let go in the studio.
It was mighty, mighty juicy.
That was
Robbie,
fantastic.
You might have to go buy me some cotton balls, I think.
Oh,
it might be a bit of a mess.
Oh, my God. Get a stick.
So listen, the person they voted off the island last night,
BB,
was goddamn BB.
Right. BB's the guy that was most likely to get beheaded next to Rudy.
And BB deserves it because BB's a whiner and BB's a complainer.
Right.
And the reason they voted BB out after they had the bug eating, which was the single most fascinating thing
I nearly booted
that I've ever seen on television. I don't need toilet paper.
Is that Pete Johnson?
No, that was Charles Broyhill. Just threw in a roll of toilet paper.
There you go.
The bug eating. They lined up all the people.
I want to apologize to our listeners, to all of you guys in the room. It's the hottest show on television. It's kind of like my job to make sure I know what's going on. Too much of a moron to maybe just take a glance at a TV listing to know it's on at 8 o'clock. I'm an idiot.
The challenge last night was for each of the people on the teams to eat bugs. Eat beetle larvae.
Oh, my God. Rob, I would have loved to see that.
Rob has drawn you a picture to show you the actual size of the bugs that they were forced to eat.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is they undulated. You know, you could see their insides pulsing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Fantastic.
I did nearly throw up. We just finished dinner, and I really gagged.
And they really had to eat these.
And then the people who were the most squeamish about it, they had to come back and eat more bugs.
Right. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
The show really picked up in the second week, and this guy, BB, this is such a good moment. They're tired. They're butt-ass tired. They've been out trying to build their hut all day. They've been through all these competitions. They come back, and this guy, BB, is using the last of their drinking water to wash his T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
In their cooking pot.
Their rice bowl.
He's washing his clothes
with the last of their drinking. We don't have any more drinking water. And he says, well, how long has it been? 5 days? Yeah, it's like five or six days right? Since he'd washed his T-shirt. So he had to wash his T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
It was,
what a wimp.
It was great. I was so happy when they voted him off the island.
BB's gone.
So happy when they voted him off.
So did anybody boot when they were eating the bugs?
No,
the viewers.
And did you see like close-ups of them eating these?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it was compared to the first episode, it was a million times better.
It was. It was much better. It's a great show.
The first people were stupid. They actually like bit and chewed. By the end of it, they were just swallowing them, which I guess pill.
But I mean, if you're swallowing them, you're gonna get that motion going down your gullet. You're gonna feel them moving. It was better to kill them. It was so gross.
It was.
I just about fell out of my chair when they said, "Okay," the host says, "You know, now the guy in his khaki shorts. Today's challenge is you're going to have to eat bugs."
Oh my God!
Fantastic.
Did we get any overnight shit? Did it beat a millionaire last night?
Haven't seen the numbers yet. No, they're not as eager this time as they were the first time out. But I will check for that this afternoon.
Well, you know, I got a phone number. We'll call during a break. I got that number that Leah Lemon gave me to get the overnight ratings.
Excellent. Cool.
I mean, we can probably just do that right now. Well, except that I don't know if I have it with me. Let's go to the phone first. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola.
Hello.
Dynamite.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, man. I went to the Survivor website today, and you know Richard on Survivor? The guy that's on the other team?
The gay guy.
Right.
Okay.
The homo, right?
Yeah, his favorite dessert is fudge nut brownie with ice cream and hot fudge.
I don't doubt him.
It's on the website. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, listen.
Anyway, you ought to check it out and check out the alcoholic beverages. Everyone's favorite alcoholic beverage, Mike.
All right, thank you,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Thank you. Whatever
thanks,
that was.
Yeah, thanks muchly. Are Frida's pictures up on that Too Exposed website yet?
Has anybody checked that out?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I had to get up early today to leave to go to the airport. I went on the USA Today website.
Right.
And maybe we didn't hit it enough yesterday.
The Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin?
Yeah, where Rudy Martsky's talked USA Today into having this poll on their website, on the USATODAY.com sports page poll.
Right.
To tell ABC who should be in the booth with Al Michaels.
Well, you know, they might be editing it also.
Well, when I logged on this morning, that big Rush Limbaugh only had 4,000 votes. He was in first place with only 4,000 votes.
Yeah, but what they're doing is they're editing it. I'm sure if they're getting, like, no names, which is for the people over at USA Today, they're probably saying, don't put that on there.
But they have a spot. If you go on the sheet at www.usatoday.com, go to the sports page where they have there's a link that says vote for who you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can either pick one of the names that they've got or scroll down to the third option.
Right.
And then type in Dennis Murphy or Tom Gavin.
We want Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin. The reinvented Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin to be in that booth with Al Michaels.
Yeah, that's right. And the website that should have Frida's pictures up is www.2expose.com, but I haven't been able to check that out either. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi.
Don, what is the particular style of shorts you're wearing today?
I have on regular straight-leg Levi's today.
Do they have elastic around the leggings?
Do they have elastic around the leggings?
No, they're not like diapers.
Damn.
Your underpants.
Oh, so chunky, you can eat it with a fork.
Oh, my underpants, you mean. No, I have on a Hanes Classic.
Hey, you're going out over 50 stations, man. I'll tell you, it's raunchy out here. Knock that crap off.
I take that as a compliment, sir. I thought you were talking about my regular pants. Not my underpants. Forget. Speaking of.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
That part was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet.
That's humid in here.
Ecarts.com.
My God, we're all dying. Help!
I'm making some beetle larvae in my pants right now.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who wants to be the survivor to eat what's in my underpants right now? Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just calling because I wanted to tell you that I think that Sonny, Sam, and Frank should be on the... on Monday Night Football.
As do we, sir.
Yeah. Amen, my friend.
That's our serious choice.
But yes,
please,
sir.
But please log on with Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin. Just
absolutely.
For a goof. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
They did beat Millionaire last night. It's the first time Millionaire has been beat since they've come on the air.
CBS, cool. Ladies and gentlemen.
How about that?
Yep. There we go.
Did you see the high beams last night? I thought that was supposed to be a tropical island. Them girls had their high beams on. It must have been cold.
Yeah, very chilly at night it must be on that island.
All them girls.
It's like 100 degrees during the day.
Who's the girl who they're hinting around that a girl's going to have sex with a guy?
Is her name Beth?
I don't remember now.
It's like Beth and Steve.
Hold on a second.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Sweet.
That fart was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com. God damn, I'm loaded today.
Hey, if it smells in there, why don't you light up in egar.com?
Thank you. Hello there. Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Please, for the love of Christ our Savior, turn down your radio.
It's down.
Okay, well, you got a bad cell there, my friend.
Oh, that's an awful sell.
You know, for anybody that was ever thinking about sponsoring that, I think that the wisdom of sponsoring farts on this show is now being demonstrated. The people at is it EGAR?
EGAR.com.
EGAR.com. Let me tell you right now. I mean, what an incredible windfall this is.
No pun intended.
One high price, and look at the value.
I'm calling from deep inside Don's colon. It's very, very raunchy in here, man. I'm holding on to something. It looks like chow mein. Oh, my God. It's a vein. Oh, it's awful.
Chip Bandwidth calling the show.
Dr. Chip Bandwidth.
Dr.
Mike.
Chip Bandwidth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to let you know, Survivor beat Millionaire pretty good.
We're hearing that from all of the junior buzzes out there.
That is very cool.
Yeah, and that's great to know. Not only did it just beat it, I'll be glad it kicked Regis's ass.
Yeah, about time. Bring him, cut him down to size.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I've got another comment for you.
Here we go.
Man.
Lord Almighty.
Wow! This is a record.
Do you realize what you're doing right now?
That part was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, eCigars.com.
This is like in the early days of baseball. You're doing things that are never going to be eclipsed on the show.
Is anybody counting?
Do we have a count? We ought to keep counting.
And you know, Rob will tell you.
Oh, I think it's 7.
Before you came in today?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, like from 2:30 till 3?
You just loaded.
I said to Rob.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a bagel with Rob on the airplane, but what was that? And I had a fruit smoothie.
Nah, it's the fruit smoothie.
I don't think so.
Charlie Broyhill will tell you the rotted fruit is what does it.
I'm just surprised that you've had that much gas in you and you haven't gone airborne up to now. You should be flying.
This is a great day.
This is a great day.
It was a good day.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Don's ass. Shout out! Quit farting, man! Shout out!
Can't quit. I can't stop, man.
I'm dumb.
Hello, Don, my show. That's right.
I can't speak.
I am dumb.
Hey, I am dumb.
Don.
Yes.
Listen, I have a question for you. When are you gonna stop bringing the celebrities into the show?
When are what?
When are you gonna stop bringing the celebrities for the interviews?
I think you've heard 7 celebrities on the show today.
We've had 7 of the biggest a-holes in radio on the on this show today.
Right, but what the hell did you eat this morning? I'm like, oh man. I'm dying. I'm riding my truck, and I'm almost dying laughing.
I've already told you. All I had was a bagel and a fruit smoothie. That's it.
Enjoy the ride, Chewy.
Thank you, my friend. It is low rider. Hello. Don and Mike, last call. We got a break. Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Craig in Spokane, Washington.
Yes, hello, Craig.
Hey, on the radio station here the other day, they have a lady producer. She's 21 years old, and she was talking about how her marriage backup is Charlie Broyhill.
What? What was the last part of the garbled part?
Her marriage backup?
Yeah, have you ever seen that Friends episode where the girls had marriage backups with the guys?
Yeah. Wait, you mean like a backup plan in case they're...
If you're not married by a certain age, two people agree to marry if they're not married by a certain age.
Oh, I got you. So she said it was Charlie Broyhill. All right,
yeah,
thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Would that mean that she's had contact with Charlie Broyhill?
I don't know. Maybe she saw his ass on that website.
Yes, sirree. Yeah.
That'll do it.
My ass can't be looking too pretty right now.
I would say there's probably a little film around it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please turn your radio down. Hello.
Hello? Yeah, you know about the marriage backup. I spoke a lady out there said that.
All right,
Charlie was her marriage backup.
Let's do a break. Because I really am about to crap my pants.
Crap your pants.
Call 100 right now. It's Secret Sound time. Your first shot today to win up to $500.
I'm going down to the lobby.
Phone number is 877. I don't think you can escape it there, Mike.
I think you're probably right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140. From the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Now listen, don't forget, good people of New York, tomorrow on the show, what would you do for a trip to Orlando? And unless you guys come up with some stuff and show up here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, New York City style, we'll just give it away. We'll play a game on the show tomorrow from everybody from the other 60-some-odd cities that get this show every day.
But we are offering it up to good people of New York City voice, so come on down and do whatever you think you have to do.
What would you do for a trip to Orlando? Now a call 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Caller 100.
Right. Who's this?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you from?
Preston.
Christina? Oh, it is your lucky day, honey.
Yes, I hope you win again.
You have won a pair of tickets to Volunteer Jam.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Courtesy of Best Buy. Best Buy, turn on the fun. I won't even tell you the great lineup at Volunteer Jam.
Edgar winner Charlie Daniels and Hank Williams Jr., Don.
You let the secret out of the bag, Mike.
Sorry, awesome. I memorized it.
Plus, you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Are you ready to go now for $500?
Yes.
Secret Sound number 3. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Beautiful. Play it for you again.
Okay.
Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
an old friend.
And we wish you... Oh, are you going to... Don't do that.
Well, no, I'm going to do an old friend that you like.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you were doing that song that you're threatening to drive me crazy with tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, but boy, yeah. No, I just thought of that.
Okay. All right, we wish you...
Godspeed!
Dollar.
No, I haven't.
Name this sound.
There is sound. You know what I was talking about.
Yeah, now you got that in my brain, and I wasn't going to do it.
Mike and Rob were singing this goddamn Irish jig to me the hour before the show today.
Old friend. Meeting and having intercourse, old friend.
Yes. For $500. What is that sound?
Is it a disc coming in or out of a computer disk drive?
That is...
Oh, we're sorry.
That is not right, but that is a good guess. Thank you. Hold on, please.
All right.
Don't forget that every guess
it's
is a
clue for you.
Clue for you. Okay, before we move on, let's just find out what the ratings were for the Millionaire Show last night.
Very good.
Since we have the phone number. Nine.
Hold on. 9-1-8-1-8-8.
And this is a victory for the CBS family.
Well, is it ever?
You should know. Listen.
And so is this.
Welcome to the NBC ratings hotline. Listen for new menu options.
That's good.
At any time during this recording,
sponsored by
press 0 to return to the main menu.
Egars.com.
Press 1 to hear metered market ratings.
No, we want overnight.
Press 2 to hear national or fast national ratings.
Sorry, that is impressive.
Please wait.
I might be the only one that's impressed by that, but you actually timed it when she stopped talking.
Yeah. Press 1
God,
for Monday
great.
Nationals. Press 2 for Tuesday.
No, we want Wednesday.
Press 3 for Wednesday. Please wait.
And you should know, I was farting during the commercials.
You've reached the NBC hotline, RIP.
Good afternoon. The following are the official nationals for Wednesday, June 7th, read in the order of NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, UPM, and WB.
Why do they even bother?
1249 ratings will be followed by household ratings and shares.
There's somebody who loves
APM,
their job.
Dateline, 3.2. Survivor, 6.8. Millionaire, 3.9.
Oh!
Special, repeat, 2.3. 7 days, repeat.
Doubled
3.6.
It.
Creek, repeat, 1.0. 8:30 p.m. Dateline 3.9, Survivor 8.2, Millionaire 5.2.
Say hi to everybody at Viacom.
Wouldn't you love... Well, what am I saying? Wouldn't you love to know Regis Philbin is thinking? We will have Regis Philbin on this show later today responding...
Yeah, I heard he's downplaying it.
Responding to these new ratings. Survivor killed the Millionaire Show last night.
All you have to do is have a little bug eating.
God damn, that's
You know
great.
What it's going to do next week after what they did last night?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be incredible, and I'm going to know what time it's on.
The bug eating is going to be hard to top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let him try this.
No, sorry. Are we keeping track?
That part is also brought to you by Egars.com.
Egars.
That's 9 on the air, and they're going to need an immunity challenge after that.
That's pretty incredible.
I'd like to know if there's an over-under. I mean, when they signed up to sponsor the farts.
You know, you're going to set a record that's not going to be beaten.
I don't think
Nobody's going to beat that. I've been with you for a long time, and I know that occasionally you'll have them in quantity. I think sometimes I've beaten you in quality.
Yes, you have.
But I'll tell you right now, I don't think anybody's touching this, and that's already, and you're not done yet.
I'm like the Cal Ripken of farting.
You're the Iron Man.
Yeah, the Iron Man, the Iron Ass.
Roger Maris, right here.
Right here. Hello. With an asterisk. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Is this Jim?
What?
Jim who?
Big Gum.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, no, I can talk to anybody.
No, you can talk to Big Gum, Jim.
Oh, all right.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
This is Justin. I'm from Rochester, New York. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. My cousin is the one that's on The Sopranos that calls up the guys once in a while.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Actually, it's the girl.
All right. Well, what can we do for you?
We got the, up here in Rochester, the brother of
hold
the
on,
guy.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I got a fart.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Okay, this one is...
No. I'm sorry, I tried, I couldn't. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? We got... guys are too much.
Hold on, that's what the idiot really wants to talk to Big
Yeah, he knew it was us, so what was he doing?
And you really thought you were going to fart
Yeah,
there,
I did,
right?
And then there was nothing there. You know, that's called just not responding to the pressure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? I'd like to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Mike, I want to tell you something. When it comes to farting...
Yes.
You're a home run champion. I'm knocking out singles. That's all I'm doing today.
That's the only way that
I'm knocking out singles.
I can't compete with that. All I can do is just wait for the day when it's just an incredible one and wait from
like 10 o'clock in the morning until I get into the studio.
Hello?
Dynamite.
Yes, hi there.
How you doing, guys?
How many anal... Hey, Rob, how many anal RBIs do I have today? Anal ribbies. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Great rippy. Great rippy, Don.
Yes.
Hey, anyway. Feel the paint right off the wall. Glad to finally get a hold of you gentlemen. I'd like to say this is Mike from Sierra's. Happy little truck driver. Just appreciate your show.
All right. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a good day and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
That is like
thank
the
you.
Guy that called a few minutes ago and did the impression of guys like that that call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hola. Hello?
Oh, that was a hang-up call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, please, for the love of Christ who died on the cross for our sins, turn your radio down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say this is the goddamn funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
There you go.
Don busting ass is the greatest thing on earth.
I want to tell you, this is a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon.
I am savoring.
Let's not go hog wild here.
I can't imagine a day when I'm going to come in and fart as much as I'm farting today.
First rule of broadcasting, don't oversell it.
On that day, I would die a happy man.
Thank you, my friend.
Later.
You know what I did want to talk to you guys about was, I was reading something today on the airplane in some newspaper about, what is that, not Pat Robertson's TV station. What's his network?
The 700 Club?
No, no, he's got a network. He's got an actual, like,
Family Channel?
Something like, he's got some Christian.
It's the one with that logo, that fancy logo
yeah,
that they have
it's
on
like
it.
A dove, and anyway, he's got some goddamn religious channel.
Right.
And they did a news story on this religious channel where they were doing an expose behind the scenes about how priests are addicted to porn on the web.
Wow.
Oh, I've seen it.
I've seen that documentary.
Have you really? I've not seen it. I just read about it today, and I wrote myself a note. I'd like to know, are there any priests out there honest enough to call this show and admit that they are addicted to going on the web and J-O-ing?
There is an entire documentary that they run on this. I stopped on it because I was flipping around and I saw pornography, and they do this entire thing about, it's not just priests, they do a thing on porn. And what they were doing, the reason I stopped is my wife and I were watching this and we flipped it on, and all of a sudden they came on and said, is your spouse addicted to pornography? And I went for the remote. I lunged for the remote, and
did
my
your
wife,
face get red?
She grabbed my wrist and said, no, you don't. And we stayed on it because of that. She said, is your husband addicted to pornography? And I went, we don't need... Yes, we do need to watch this. And then they go on, and it's everybody being addicted to pornography. And they talk about what it is, the gist of it is that they are saying that pornography...
The gist of it is.
The gist of it is that pornography apparently is the key to the ills of society, of marriages, and they go on and on and on.
Well, this was a report. This was a thing I read in the paper about a report that was on... Now I remember CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, about how priests in particular are addicted to porn. And Pat Robertson did an entire special about it where they had priests who had their faces hidden and their voices disguised who were talking
probably
about...
Probably just like employees of Pat Robertson.
talking about how they started going on sites and then they started calling 900 numbers.
Oh, my.
And then they had one guy in this article who said that one time during Mass... When people were standing up there getting the body and blood, that he had other helpers who would hand out the wafers and the wine.
Right.
He actually went back to his office
and checked it out
and J-O'd and got on the web and got porn and J-O'd
my
and
God.
Came back out. Excuse me.
Oh, God.
The streak continues. That part sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Egars.
That's a perfect 10 thus far during the show.
It's incredible.
Anyway, so this guy says that they get to the part, and he said it takes about 15 minutes for all the people in his parish to come up, kneel down, get the wafer, get the wine, and he has all these helpers that do it, that he excused himself for a second, went back to his office, got online, did his business, and then came back out.
That's Father Hand.
Imagine that. Imagine he's back there doing that, and then he comes out and he puts the wafer in your mouth.
Pretty amazing. Pretty
Jesus
amazing.
Christ. And it wasn't Father Mulcahy. It wasn't the Father Dowling mysteries.
Jocularity, jocularity.
popularity. Listen, hand out the wafer whilst I go back into my... There's sacristy, I think is what it's called. That's what it's... Oh, my God.
It does give new meaning to come, all ye faithful.
Is there a reason why you're holding your hand over your butt there like that?
Well, it's because I'm pretty sure my ass has sprung a leak.
Oh, dear.
But I really have a feeling like maybe I've got the stomach flu or something.
Oh, really? Oh,
no. Yeah, well, no, I've got it now. I got like a gurgling in my stomach.
Oh, no.
I really do.
Please, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Oh, hi. Oh, it's my wife. Hi, Frida.
Hi, Boo Boo.
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you for everything you did for me on my birthday.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're the best wife in the world.
Thank you, Sugar Bear.
I love you, honey.
I just wanted to let you know also, since you've done so much for me, you don't have to do anything for me ever again.
Thank you, honey.
I'm here for you.
Thank you, baby.
Wow.
All right, goodbye, darling.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye, Boo.
Bye-bye.
That's nice.
Now, that's the only guy who can do that bit. That's his bit.
Yes.
He thought of it.
And no one else is allowed.
He does it good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Come on, I want some priests to call. I'd love to have the priest. You know, and how did Pat Robertson luck into getting this guy on TV who announces that he went in J.O. during church service?
He used the Buzz Burbank method. That's what he did. Come on, the face is obscured. He made it up.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is John Paul, the Pope. What can I tell you?
No, come on. Real priest, please. Only real priests. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You actually think a priest is going to call and say, hey, you actually think a priest is listening to your show?
Yes.
You actually think one is going to call in and admit to J-O-ing to porn
guys
on the web?
This is Father Mulcahy calling.
All right, listen. First, what do you think, priests don't have senses of humor? Do you know that the priest of the church that we go to is a regular listener? Now, he doesn't, of the show, and I know it, he doesn't go out of his way to announce to people, hey,
right.
I listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
But I know when Frida Bart and I go to church that he will pull me aside and he will say, boy, I had to turn off the radio this week when you guys were doing this or when you guys were doing this.
That's not the real priest. That's the JV priest. That's priest-like that you're talking about there. You know, the real guys, you know, the guys that are like behind closed doors. Was he talking about a real Catholic priest that was doing this, or
this was in a story in a newspaper,
or an Episcopal priest?
Oh, Mike, do you have something for us?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Pale in comparison.
Oh, that was lovely.
Not bad.
Hey, Mike, that was nice.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
Thank you very much.
Mike's Fart, sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Oh, my God. Boys, but I have a contribution you're not going to believe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
And was that some kind of slam at Episcopals?
There you go.
Oh, now how is it that I farted 10 times in a row and you got more smell? See what I told you? I'm a singles hitter.
I know.
You're a home run hitter, okay?
Thank you, everybody.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're the Moe
Vaughn. Okay, Rob, I'm sorry.
You are the Moe Vaughn of farting, okay?
I'm not a spray hitter.
And I'm simply...
I go right for the fences right there.
It's out of here.
No, I wasn't slamming Episcopal priests. I was saying that the priest...
My priest...
Was Pat Robertson talking about a Catholic priest or Episcopal priest?
That I don't know. And the priest at the church that we go to now, who I know listens to this show,
right,
is Episcopal. And he's not the JV. He's not like the Will Riker. He's not the second in command.
No, you know how they call the Episcopal church JV Catholic.
Right, yeah, Catholic light.
That's
right.
I need an old priest and a young priest.
But yes, I do know that priests do listen to this show. As a matter of fact, the rabbis listen to this show, and I would imagine that, you know, under the all-knowing cloud of anonymity, that one of them will call.
And confession is good for the soul.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Hold on a second, please.
What better forum? Now we're having a battle.
Oh, it's
here.
A drum battle.
Oh, I need a mask.
Krupa against Rich.
Oh.
That would have been better, except I wasn't fast enough with the microphone. That fart was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Those guys over at Egars now are high-fiving each other.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the priest that J.O.'s during service absolutely listens to this show.
All right, I agree.
All right.
Yeah, we get the same priest calling. That would be a coup.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Green Bay, hello. Go.
Oh, Green Bay, go. Thank you. No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm going to see Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air right now. Hello.
Don.
Please, turn your radio down.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Turn it down, please.
It's down.
How old are you?
25.
Okay, what you want?
Where am I?
What you want?
I wanted to ask you where y'all talking in the same mic that y'all fought in there.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we do. I have my lips up against the microphone right now.
Yeah.
I do.
That's
now, listen, you know what's disgusting? What's disgusting is whoever comes in this studio next
afterwards
and uses this next. It's not disgusting for me to put my mouth on the microphone because the fart came out of my ass.
Right, exactly. Okay. But this is a microphone that's used by many different people all during the week when we're at home.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I doubt if they do stuff as bad as we do into these microphones.
No way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please turn your radio down. All right, failure to comply. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Speak Hello? To us.
Yes, hi. Hello?
Is it me?
Yes.
This is not the best sacristy wine I've ever drank.
Here's a Catholic guy calling.
You know, I guess we're not going to get a real priest. Well, it's certainly not a real priest to call us immediately and say, yeah, hey, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, I heard you talking about priest J-O-ing, and I had to call right in. I'm a priest.
And I'm addicted to porn, and I J-O constantly. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And I wonder, you know, does the guy, like, have underpants on underneath his robe and stuff?
Sure, or? He's got pants and underpants. He's got, like, a full regular set of dress slacks.
Or not. Hello, yeah, right, Buzz, that was my point. Or not.
Right.
Hello? Oh, for goodness sakes. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
How's it going?
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's good. Hey, you know, the other guy that called up and talked about you farting into the microphone you talk into?
Yes.
You're not serious, are you?
Yeah, I swear to God, why is that such a concept that is hard for you to grasp?
I just can't believe that you're kissing your own ass.
Right, that's a nice way of putting it.
I would if I could. I'd give myself a BJ if I could.
Yeah, everybody would.
If I could give myself a BJ, there would be no reason for me to be married.
Why do you think dogs do that? Because they can.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is the Pope. I love to J-O.
Okay, come on, everybody. We're not going to get a real priest.
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, why don't you and Mike switch microphones and you can kiss his ass?
I don't think either one of us want to do that, sir.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're close. We're not that close.
Absolutely. We can enjoy our own, but we, you know, and we can enjoy each other.
We can share them, but not share them that much.
No, the microphone issue, not fun.
Because that's like, you know, when you make love with somebody, you're making love with everybody that they've ever made
Absolutely.
Love with.
So if you get close to that microphone, you're going to be experiencing everything that microphone's experienced.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I hope Fez gets your microphone.
What is it? Fez would probably love this microphone. Fez will probably make out with this microphone.
Sure. Fez will request that one special.
Just say, hello, Ron and Fez Show. There's something in this studio. I can't put my finger on it, but damn, it smells familiar.
I can't put my finger on it, but I'd like to put my finger on it.
For some reason, I'm just licking the microphone tonight. Oh, it's sweet.
Is there any chance I could have Mike A again?
It's sweet. It's tangy. It's almost like sweet and sour. I don't know what it is. People like to see the porn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. They don't want to see you seeing the porn, but they want to see the porn, and I want Mike A. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Is this me?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a homosexual male, and I'm living here in Sacramento. And I was curious, Ed, you have a gentleman calling in. He's a homosexual as well, and I believe he's in Washington, D.C.
Homo Joe, right.
No, Homo Joe Mama.
Get the number.
Get his number.
Get the number. Punished. You'll be punished. What do you think? Just because we're in New York, we don't have caller ID? We got it?
Beautiful. Excellent.
Beautiful.
It works quicker. I love it. I'm so glad we can do that while we're up here, too.
Hello.
Good job, guys.
Don and Mike Show.
Donnie.
Yes.
Hey, I saw American Beauty for the first time last night. Did you notice that the other girl, not the chiller, the other one, that when she's standing in the window...
You mean the fat chick?
Yeah, and she takes her top off?
Yeah.
I swear to God, if you look at it, her head is just above the window pane, and it looks like it's a body double, and they stuck her head on the top half and somebody else's body underneath.
No, I don't believe that fat chick's body.
That's her.
No, I really do.
No, I read an article. It was in one of the tabloids that said it was her head and Louis Anderson's body.
Louis Anderson probably has bigger boobs than she does.
I think so. And then they just edited out the rest of his stomach.
Louis Anderson would also probably love to make love to this microphone.
I think so.
That I'm both Louis Anderson and Fez.
Show me Mike A.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, when Don farts this much, do your lips start to tingle from all the vibrating?
No, actually not, but I'll tell you, I do get the sensation of the dew falling off the cool green leaves.
That's from the mint.
Right, that peppermint...
peppermint York peppermint patty.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, John and Mike.
Last call here. We have to do a break. Yeah, hi.
I'd like to call and suggest something for Dennis Murphy to go to for reinventing himself.
Oh, listen, everybody, please. Listen, he's on his own as far as reinventing himself.
Yeah, really? And now, if you say this on the air, sir, what you're doing is you're helping Dennis, and this is one of the ways we want Dennis to reinvent himself, is that he cannot get any help, and he can't get any suggestions, because he'll seize on that, because he does... Rob and I were talking about this in the elevator coming up here, that he just... He asked probably after we told him, you know, don't
not
ask us...
Not to ask,
he
right.
He probably asked about five times after that.
But, Mike, I would suggest that you might like this suggestion, www.howtokillmyself.com.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, now, I'll give you that. That would be a great way for him to reinvent himself.
It'd be pretty
Although,
amazing.
Didn't somebody call with something like that yesterday, yeah. Like for him to be a mute or something?
Yeah, yeah. After somebody says, you know, have somebody put his tongue back in.
That's right. Dead by his own hand. That one was from the mind of Spiewak.
The evil Rob.
Thank you, Robbie. Wow. Thank you. Listen, hold on. Time out. Let's do a break. We'll be right back.
Get on up, man, and have a meal, and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, don't forget, everybody listening to us in New York on WNEW, what would you do for a trip to Orlando if you show up tomorrow for our impromptu freak show?
Yeah.
Be here at the Don and Mike New York World Broadcast Headquarters at 888 7th Avenue. And if you're here at 3, local times, remember, here the show taped delay in New York.
That's right.
Come by at 3. What would you do for a trip to Orlando? Whatever freakish stunt you would do.
That's
the
it.
Best stunt wins the trip if nobody shows up. Well, we'll be crushed, but we will come up with another way to give away this trip on the show tomorrow.
Of course we will.
If you are thinking about getting on the web to look at the pictures of Frida and the stripper being molested by her, mm-hmm. I've just been told that due to heavy volume, the server and the site have crashed.
Oh, no.
So they are working on getting that site back up.
Good luck, ladies.
We're also on usatoday.com, and Mike, you called it absolutely right. When I went back in the producer's room a second ago,
right.
I said to Charlie Broyhill, hey, pull up usatoday.com, and he had Rudy on the phone, and we're getting Bob Costas on tomorrow.
Ah, very good.
Let's talk about the NBA Finals, and Rudy said to Charlie Broyhill, hey, tell Don and Mike that Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy have received over 5,000 votes each.
Oh, my God.
However, they're not posting them.
Of course they're
even
not.
Even though they're allowing write-in candidates, and I'll give you the top three, are Rush Limbaugh,
yeah, of course.
Sterling Sharp, and Steve Young.
Yeah.
So apparently they're only taking the ones that are actually on their approved USA Today list.
This is Steve Young. I'd like to thank all my public for supporting me. I think I'd be a great announcer. Okay, back to you, Al.
So you know what I say? I say continue to flood the USA Today website and continue to vote for Dennis and Tom.
Yeah. Nice to know in the land of freedom of speech that the you know, one of the nation's newspaper is withholding pertinent information.
Okay, because right now Rush Limbaugh has 5,664 votes. So that would put Dennis Murphy like in second place.
Absolutely, right in back of Rush.
Total votes cast 14,831. So they've had very little response to this at USA Today.
And you know Steve Christie's got to be, Jeff Christie has to be a goose in his own audience to send in stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's Rush Limbaugh's DJ name.
Sure.
Jeff Christie with you. So it's usatoday.com, and then click on sports, and then beyond that,
right.
They have an icon saying who should be with Al Michaels on Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
So do that, vote for Dennis, vote for Tom, because it's starting to piss Rudy off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Chad Spokane.
Yes, Chad. Hi.
Hey, sit down, Danny.
All right, thank you, Chad.
No, actually, I got a story for you.
A story about
you have a story.
No, this is a story to add to your little gaseous advance in the studio. It's a story that happened to my friend a while back.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, hey, I have a website that you guys can use anytime you want to post anything. It can handle all the traffic you want.
Well, I know, you know, and we've had lots of people call and say that. However, since we announced it yesterday, there's been something like almost 300,000 people who have tried to get into this website. You remember when we had that guy Mr. Skin on the show?
Yes, and they fried that website.
Yes, they crashed his website too. So I appreciate what you're saying, but I really don't think that you can handle the volume. We're working on it. Trust me, we're working on
Excellent.
It. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This
hold
is
on. Can you hold on, please?
Sure.
I got a message for you.
Oh, we're getting deeper and deeper to the center of the earth there.
Turn your radio down. That sure. part was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, eGars.com. And Rob, that how many is that now?
That's a dozen, cousin.
12.
cheaper by the dozen.
12 farts on today's show alone. Yeah, hi. What can
hi.
We do for you?
Last night on Survivor, I was wondering if you noticed when a gay guy was talking about his homosexuality, when they were sitting on the log, his legs were spread open.
I think I'm sitting on a log right now.
There was a shot. His testicles were hanging out of his shorts.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't catch that. Did you guys catch that?
I saw him sitting that way, but I didn't see anything.
His testicles were hanging out on the left side.
Oh, you know what? The editing of that show is right. great. Where they're talking about the gay guy, because Rudy's uptight about the gay guy.
Right.
And Rudy says something like, hey, well, I hope my friends at home don't disrespect me because I'm friends with this homosexual.
Right.
And then the next, they immediately cut to a shot of Rudy lathering this guy up with suntan lotion. They edited it just to kill that old guy, Rudy.
That's
fantastic.
But in the next shot, his legs were closed, so you could tell that there was some editing or someone told him to close his legs because they were hanging out.
I had a family member of mine who will go nameless that one year we had a big family gathering, and he was wearing these shorts, and he knew that these shorts were exposing him to the world, and there were lots of women at this party. There were young women at this party, and he went up and stood on the stairway to this back porch.
Stairway to heaven.
And he was standing like, he had one leg in back of him and one leg on the first step, and the woman was sitting on the bottom step looking up at him, and I was in back of them both. And I swear to God, I'll never forget it. I will never, ever forget it.
Was this mystery man's name Mike O'Mara?
No, it was not me. It was not me. I was actually laughing my ass off. It was the funniest thing. And they're having a serious conversation. And as he sees me laughing, and then he gets the idea of what's happening, and he opens the legs up even more. And I don't know how this woman was not looking right at Mr. Happy, but it's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You.
Hello.
You stop it, you.
Hello.
What are you talking to,
Rob? Your flatulence?
What about my flatulence?
I think it's your head and Louis Anderson's ass.
Well, I don't get it.
Run that by me again.
That guy that called in about the American Beauty thing.
I don't get it. No, listen, sorry, you are disqualified.
Don't do it to me, man.
Sorry, disqualified. Didn't understand that call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Is Regis here? I don't know why I keep taking these phone calls. I think Regis is here.
He's in the lobby.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm on a network that handles 250 million page views a month.
Right, yeah. Thank you for calling, Bill Gates. Thank you very much. Listen, I want to bring in Regis Philbin right now.
Good.
Hi, how are you?
And I heard that he is...
Hi, how are you?
He is taking it well.
Hi, how are you?
Regis?
Yeah, good to see you.
Into the microphone, please.
I just want to say one thing.
Regis? Into the microphone.
Oh.
Over here. In the microphone, Regis.
Normally, what they do is they take a microphone and they put it on, they clip it on. You see, I'm not used to working with the mics like this, with the old-fashioned way that we used to do it. But what's the deal? What's all the commotion about with a little show called
Survivor,
Millionaire,
Survivor?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about it.
Survivor, you got beaten last night. You got killed last night by Survivor.
It's an effing carnival show. Is what it is. It's a it's a circus. It's like the Cirque de Soleil. It's not I'm not worried. I'm still the king. They're gonna knock my door down to get to me. Nobody's gonna knock me off the
Regis,
pedestal. It's gonna be number
Regis,
one. Yeah,
Regis, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me with those dead Bob Hope eyes of yours.
Yeah, how are you?
Come on, Regis.
We're scared.
Yeah. Okay, be honest.
We're scared assless.
Let it go.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Regis.
I'm sorry. I waited so long. I was under Bishop. He used to pee on me all the time. I'll tell you right now, I'm so upset. We're going down because of that stupid jungle show. Why the hell they put the Jungle Show on right after me?
Okay, Regis, listen,
don't
cry.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Don.
Don't cry, Regis.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Don't cry now, come on.
I was at the pinnacle, baby.
I know you had it. You were number one.
It's just the flavor of the month.
How are your shirts selling?
It's they're not selling well.
Oh. Your shirts are not selling well.
They don't like they're the same colors. They did research that said they don't like to wear dark blue with dark blue. With
Regis,
satin.
You had to know. You had to know eventually.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
The run was going to end eventually.
I didn't think so. I thought we were going to make it through the summer, for God's sakes. I said to Michael Gelman, we woke up this morning, and I said, you know, why? What's the deal? Did it knock me off? And he makes the phone call. Can I just have a drink of water, please?
Yes, of course, Regis. Settle down. Now tell me, when Michael Gelman...
God. Well, we woke up this morning, and Michael's got the princess phone next to the bed, and he picks up and he calls the number, and he says...
Oh, to get the overnights.
And he hangs up the phone, and he looks over at me, and he says, I don't want to even tell you what it is. I'm sorry. I just can't get it together.
Maybe this will cheer you up.
All right, where do we go?
Hold on. See what I'm doing?
You're putting the phone up, you're putting the microphone up to your ass. Oh, you farted. That's a kick. Hey, come on out and do that on the live show.
That fart was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, eGuards.com.
You're a con.
That's number 13 today.
You are indeed a con. That's 13 farts.
13
right.
farts. So this morning, Michael Gelman, he gets the numbers.
Yeah. I mean, now look, I'll be a big boy. I'm not gonna sniffle. It's not really going to do me any good. Michael said, we woke up this morning. Michael gets up in the morning. The first thing he does, of course, is call for the overnight.
Now, where's your wife, Joy, during all of this?
Oh, who the hell? No, she's doing Haven. She's out at some star's house.
So, are you sleeping in the same bed as Michael?
Well,
Gelman?
We were at my house in Connecticut this morning, and so Michael sleeps on Joy's side of the bed when she's not in town. And so Michael picks up the princess.
Do you guys sleep nude?
Well, I don't want to. Come on. What are we going to talk about details for?
Do you
I don't. I wear pajamas, striped pajamas with leather slippers that I kick off right at the side of the bed, and Michael sleeps naked.
Wow.
And then. He's got a young boy's body, and I don't. So I cover up at night time. But when the lights go off and the covers get pulled up, you never know who might slide out of their bottoms. You know what I mean? Well, hey, whoa, okay. The secret, the cat's out of the bag. But let me walk you through this morning, okay?
So you guys roll out of bed. Obviously,
we didn't roll out of bed. We stayed in bed. We usually stay in bed, and the butler brings us breakfast.
You're not doing the Kathy C. show this week. You're on vacation.
No, I'm on that.
Regis, excuse me.
Are you going to fart again? Look at that. Oh, you're killing me with that. Come on live and do that with us.
Cigars.com, the best cigars on the planet. So I'll try to hold my farts in while you tell us.
All right. So it's a... I want to keep it together.
Okay, don't cry.
It's a bad day. Yeah. You know it's a bad day.
I know.
You had me. I came in here to do your show because it's a good show for me to tell the truth, the God's honest truth. And the truth is, I'm scared.
I knew when you came in today.
Get out of my mind.
You came in with this false bravado.
I know. I can't do that. I'll walk you through it. And then look, if I get a little tipsy, teary, whatever, you just pad and do one of your farts.
I'll fart. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, Regis.
All right. Here we go. Michael's in bed with me. We wake up this morning, right before we had our breakfast delivered by the butler. Michael picks up the princess phone. He calls to get the overnight ratings, and he hangs up the phone. Now, normally, he'll turn around and go, way to go, lover. You did it again. And that's what he normally says to me.
Lover.
He hangs up the phone, and he's quiet. And I said, what are you quiet for? I knew, the writing on the wall. I said, did it have a bigger number? Did the Jungle Show have a bigger number? And he turns over and he says, let's not talk about it right
now. Oh, Regis. Don't cry, Regis.
Let's not talk about it right now.
Don't cry.
And then I said, give it to me. And I yelled at him. I said, and then I hit him.
Oh,
I didn't mean to hit him.
You hit him. Oh, that is like you're as bad as OJ and Nicole.
I know. It's
you realize
not that?
It's like wife beating.
Just two slaps. Once across, then back. Just a quick little slap. And then I'll tell you right now, he fessed up with the numbers where that they almost doubled our numbers.
Yes. And in fact, in some categories, they more than doubled your numbers.
You don't have to say that. I know what the figures are.
They had like an 8.9.
I know what the figures are.
And you had a 3.5.
I know. We're really trying to piece things together. I'm trying to get my act together. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Because we don't know what... The challenge was there. We thought we'd meet the challenge. And this has thrown a scare into the whole network. Mm. So the phone rings 5 seconds later. And who is it?
Is it Eisner?
It's Michael Eisner.
Eisner, buddy.
From the chairman of Disney. He's calling to say... And this is the Eric, you want to know the kiss of death?
Yeah.
He says to Michael Gelman, put Regis on the phone. So Michael hands me the phone.
So Michael Eisner knows that you have this relationship with Gelman?
He's aware of the fact that Gelman and I are very close. He did not know that we were in bed together at that moment. So Gelman talks to Eisner. They said he's right here, hands me the phone. Then he gets up. I watch him walk to the bathroom. Wow.
He's got the little boy body.
Yeah, well, he's not a little boy. He's got a boy's body, you know, a firm young man's body, not like me.
Is he hairy?
Not really. No, not particularly.
What about
hairy?
About genital hair?
He's just got genital hair. You mean pubic hair?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got lots of it. Yeah. Bloody.
Does he have a hairy ass?
Not particularly. Well, see, he might have, but he takes care of it. He grooms himself.
Oh.
For me.
Wow.
For you. He grooms himself. Smooth. So he walks to the bathroom, and I take the call from Eisner. And Eisner, here's the kiss of death. You know what this is, Don.
Right, okay.
We can talk about executives at networks. Eisner says, don't worry about a thing.
Oh, you know that means? That means you're out.
For the love of God.
That means you are out.
I mean, color me guilty. I'm done. The Regis boat, the ship has sailed. Forget about it. I ought to go back and pitch Harvest Crisps, because that's all the goddamn meat I'm going to get on the rest of the bone.
All right, Regis.
I don't know what we're going to do, because we're trying to put some sort of plan in place that can really get the...
Regis, have you thought about this? Don't cry now. Have you thought about this?
I hate America.
Have you thought about the next time...
I hate you, America.
The next time you're on the Millionaire Show.
Yeah.
How about you eat some bugs?
That's it? That's a great idea.
That's what they did last night on Survivor. They ate bugs.
What kind of bugs did they eat?
They ate larvae.
Beetle larvae. Why don't I eat a bunch of those cockroaches, and I'll just have Gelman bring out a Tupperware bag, and then I'll just look at the camera and I'll say, I can't stop eating them. That'll be a fantastic idea. We'll get the cockroaches and, Don, can I
how
just
about
say...
This? How about you and Gelman alone on an island together with a camera 24 hours a day on the two of you?
No way. We don't want a camera there. No, I won't do that. That's our private time. Michael and I spend our vacations together and our mornings together, you know, and that's private time. And he's been an enormous help, and he's a good kid.
No, Regis.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. You going to do that thing again? Attaboy.
15.
How was that fart, Don? Did it feel good coming out?
Egars.com.
Egars. Yeah, that's great. They're getting their share of mention today.
They sure are, Regis.
This is the real Regis Philbin. How about that Egars? That's a great deal there, if you'd like to have a stogie and then hear a fart.
So you, Regis Philbin, are no longer the king. You are, in fact, a ratings loser. Say it.
Alrighty, I'll say it.
Say it.
Hello, everybody. This is Regis Philbin, and I am, in fact, a ratings loser.
A loser.
Wow.
You got beat, and Regis, you got beat by CBS, the worst network out there.
This is Regis Philbin, and I am I'm a ratings loser. I'm a ratings loser. I'm a loser.
Now, do you think that maybe
I suck? I'm bad. I'm a bad man.
Do you think that maybe now you're rethinking all those days you went on the show with Connie Lee Gifford, and you would scream, "I'm the king. I can do nothing wrong." When you referred to yourself in third person, when you referred to yourself as the millionaire,
nobody takes into account the effect that bitch has had on my life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now,
Connie Lee.
But talking honestly, I've got broken down. I've gotten emotional. Now I'll show you some of my anger.
Okay.
You know, it's constantly... You know what she's saying? She's saying he's difficult to work with. Ah, that bitch. I swear to God, who the hell is she to say that type of thing? He's difficult. You got to know when to kiss his ass and when not to. And
that was a
right
quote
now,
that was attributed to Kathy Lee, right?
I tell you, who does she think? You know what she is? Zip. Nada. Niente. Mm-hmm. I took her, a mediocre torch singer, somebody who fancied herself as some kind of cabaret diva, and I made her into this giant star. That's what I did. I took her, I plucked her out just like she was a two-bit petty whore.
And isn't what really hurts the worst that you know up in Connecticut?
Yeah.
She's having a great laugh right now about your numbers.
Yeah, but you know what I also know?
What?
I know that every day I wake up to a smiling Michael Gelman, and every day she wakes up to a guy that wants to drive his Mercedes into an abutment.
Is this going
to
be a good day? No, I don't think so.
There you go, football player. Early senility. How do you like that? Yeah, that's what those of us in the know know. We all do know that about GIF. You know, you want to know what a conversation with GIF is now?
Yeah, okay. What?
I tell you, hey, I saw your show the other night, all right? You be me, and I'll be GIF,
all right? Okay, all right. Hi, GIF. It's me, Regis Philbin.
Hey, good to see you again, Regis.
I understand that Kathy's got some wonderful plans when she leaves the show.
Good to see you again, Regis. Hey, Regis, we had a great time at that party, didn't we?
What party, Giff?
Hey, Regis, we had a great time at that party, didn't we? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? He constantly repeats himself. And he can't hear the dinner bell. He really doesn't. And she's going to leave him out to dry. She'll leave him out in his wheelchair in the backyard, feed him an occasional strawberry, and just stay inside. Even if it's raining and pouring outside, even if it's cold.
So, Regis, how are you going to spin this? When you go back on the show with Kathy Lee, what is the spin you're going
to
come up with for getting beat in the ratings?
Here we go. Gelman wrote it for me today.
Good.
All right. Here it is. All right, the deal is this. Hi, good morning, Kathy Lou. Well, as you may have known, Survivor beat Millionaire the other night on CBS against ABC. We competed with them, and we were put in there as a last-second replacement, and that is not a regular night for Millionaire, and it can be understood that a show that's got that initial buzz would knock us off. But the king will be back.
All right.
What do you think of that?
So he wrote that for
Gelman
you.
Wrote that
he
for
wrote
me.
That for
Mama.
You.
Oh, he's a good kid. He really is. And
well, what happens if Millionaire loses again?
I've spoken to the people in my life, well, the one person in my life who's most important to me.
Michael Gelman.
He has told me that no matter what, he still will love me. He will love me forever. And that he will love me until the day I die. That he is my friend, he is my supporter, my confidant, my partner in business and my lover. And that he will show me the kind of support that any good wife would show their husband. No matter that we are the same sex, we will still go through the pathway. Go through the pathway of life, holding hands and kissing and loving each other. And, you know, I thought that was a sweet thing for him to say. And I say, yeah.
Yeah, I
way
agree.
To go,
yeah.
Michael.
Let's hear some applause for Regis. You're tearing us up today,
How can
Regis.
You not survive after that, huh?
Right.
All right, so there you go. We're hot. We're still number one.
All right, Regis, you're not number one. But thank you for coming in and being brutally honest with us today.
Thank you. Michael's waiting in the car downstairs. We're going to the Russian tea room.
Okay.
Bye, boys.
Bye, Regis. Bye-bye. There he is. Very sad.
Wow.
Regis Philbin. Actually broke down on the witness stand moments ago.
You know, I thought he'd do a lot of things. I didn't think he'd cry.
Oh, hold on.
He's a survivor. Now I'm going to cry.
That part is sponsored by the best cigars on the planet. Egars.com.
Egars.
That's 16.
16
parts and counting. We're up on a break. Thank you, Regis. We'll be right back.
Casting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I don't want to overhype this, but again, tomorrow, if you listen to us on NEW, tomorrow, if you live in New York, come down to WNEW at 3 o'clock. Remember, you hear the show on tape delay.
That's right. You're hearing us on tape right now in New York City.
We're going to try to do a contest. What would you do for a trip to Orlando, Florida? We've had people do everything from drink and eat various bodily secretions to get themselves pierced in their genital areas, shavings, waxings.
Yeah, it's pretty much anything goes until, of course, the law steps in.
So if you got a wacky idea, all I can say is show up tomorrow, because the good people of New York in that way are handicapped. They're crippled.
Right.
They can't call us to tell us what they want to do, like when we normally set this contest up.
Right. Want to meet you.
So if it's too short notice and nobody shows up tomorrow, then we'll just come up with another way to give this trip away to somebody else listening outside of the New York area.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I was wanting to know about, I went to your guys' website the other day, and I accidentally typed in the wrong website, and I got this jerk's website who stole you guys.
We don't have a website.
Right. But I wanted to hear you guys' one more time. Hello, John and Mike Show. We will, you know, I think there is some confusion. We will have a website up soon.
Right.
We're working on it, but it will not be donandmike.com or right. Don and Mike Show or dnm.com.
Or Don and Mike's Show.
Right.
Which, you know, gets the S in there, you know, and then puts it up in big letters.
We have come up with a totally unique name for our new website.
Good.
Check it out. I mean, there's no way you can.
Right.
And it's not something like cunny.com.
Oh, no. Sure.
Even though somebody's already taken cunny.com.
Not very popular.
That's one we thought about. Hello?
Yes, there you go.
Please turn your radio down for the love of Christ. Our Savior, who priests are J-O-ing in the name of every day.
There's no way you can.
Well, what was our to understand about that?
A mess.
What was hard to understand about that? Turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, another guy just hangs up.
That was his brother. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I'm from New York. I'd like to get the secret sound.
You know, I'm not set up for it now. I'm sorry. I mean, because today we're in New York.
Yeah, we're in New York, and we're going to wave it. We're going to wave it on the days we're here.
All right, I'll set it up. I don't have time to do the whole thing. Here you go. Here's the sound, okay?
Okay.
What's your name?
Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
From New York.
Whereabouts?
Westchester.
Here is the sound. What is the sound?
Can falling over?
Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, sorry. Sorry to rush you through that, but...
That's a sound you could hear it anywhere in your house or office, a can falling over.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
I know what the secret sound is.
This is another guy from New York.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry, where are you calling from in New York?
I'm from New High Park.
Well, I hope some of you goddamn people show up here tomorrow for this What Would You Do contest.
That'd be terrific, but I work, unfortunately, at the time that you're doing the contest.
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Jerry, how close is New Hyde Park to the real Hyde Park?
Oh, God, no, that's about 45 minutes away.
All right, up north, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Are you ready, Jerry?
Yeah. Who am I speaking to, Donna or Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, both.
Both of us, Jerry.
Yeah, you sound different over the radio than you do over the phone.
No.
Do we, Jerry? Jerry, you sound the same. Jerry.
Thank you.
Jerry, here is the sound.
Okay, great.
What is it? What is it? There
it's
it is.
A fly swatter hitting a fly.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's a fly swatter hitting a metal
sorry.
Fly.
Jerry, I do have a message for you. Hold on, please. You'll understand this when you hear the show later tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
my. Could we be nearing the finish line, Mr. Scholarship winner?
Do we count that one? Is that like the infield fly rule? Do we count that one?
Yeah, we count that. Yes, I heard it.
Egars.com.
We especially count it because of all the off-air farts that we're not counting. So here's Sexy and 17.
Including one that was a real worm turner.
This is a great day in radio history.
This is, you are making history.
I have farted on the air 17 times today.
Do you know, seriously, we really seriously ought to call Guinness? Because I would be most farts in sequence over the radio.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Robin, give me their number.
I think I have it.
Do you think you have it? Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys is over there at you guys is his website.
Or yeah, right.
From, what's that now?
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys is
the radio up too loud. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's the name of that website, Frida's Place.
Right, thank you.
That guy sounds like he was in the middle of a pretty good fantasy.
You got the number, Robbie? Where is Guinness?
Stanford, Connecticut?
Dial him up, Robbie. Dial him up on line, do it on line 5. There you go. Dial him up.
Rob gets confused when it comes to the name Guinness because he's not sure whether they're called the book or the brewery.
This would be a good chance for me to say to someone, hi, this is the Don and Mike show.
Right.
Do you mind going on the air with
us?
Oh,
good. Absolutely.
It's a great chance to play that game.
You'll be dialing Helen Andrews.
Have we talked to her before?
Yeah, remember when you wanted to do a roller coaster record, I think.
Okay. All right, beautiful.
Very good.
Calling the Guinness Book of World Records.
And they're where, Rob?
Very close. You could probably open the window and spit on them.
Stanford, right. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Stanford, okay.
Hello, you have reached the office of Guinness World Records. For your information regarding setting or status of any Guinness World Records, you must contact the London office. Okay. That office can be reached at the following contact.
Well, I'll leave her a message.
By mail, it's Guinness World Records Limited.
Right.
The address is number 338.
Now, the address
Houston
is CBS.
Road. That's Houston.
Right.
London, UK.
Right. Yeah.
NW13DD. By email, that's info UK.
Oh, come on, honey. 30 days. It's marked final at $37.
GuinnessRecords.com.
Honey, I have farted 17 times in a row.
RecordsPlural.com. Or by fax, 011.
How about just give me the tone, honey?
891.
You got one in there for the tone?
I'll repeat this for you one more time.
I have to push it out. That.
It's Guinness World Records Limited.
This woman is in the book is the most annoying bitch on the face of the earth.
If you'd like to reach someone else,
by email,
you got a little odor over there?
UKIN.
You know, now I don't think I got one for her.
Well, I mean, I think you've had a fine effort.
G-U-I.
I'm afraid if I push,
you'll hit mud.
That the head of the turtle might come out
and start snapping.
Or by fax.
Maybe I should just do some deep knee bends right now. See if I can work one up.
Deep breathing exercises.
Thank you.
No messages are waiting.
Oh.
Please try again later.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Man, that just sucks. Eat me raw.
Another night? Yeah, okay, sure, why not?
What a wonderful little scammer. You leave a tedious answering message, and then you don't have to take any messages yourself.
That'll keep people away.
This is Rob trying to dial the phone now. I see it. It's not easy to dial this phone.
Rob's got very small hands for a big man.
What did you say the other day? Hands that have never thrown a ball.
Hands that have never caught a ball. Hands that have never tackled anyone.
There's one thing they've done a lot of, though.
Hands that have never held a club.
Except the club between his legs.
That's right. John Hanson.
He chokes up on that bat a lot.
That's right. Bat in a thousand.
Hands that were never picked in sports.
Despite holding them in the air high.
Higher than most of the other kids.
And Rob, you're probably always the guy who's like, well, all right, we'll take him, but you have to give us first base free.
The Office of Guinness World Records. For your information regarding
the same bitch.
Status of any Guinness World Records, please hold. Someone will be with you shortly.
There you go. Very nice, Ed.
There we go.
America.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're doing a radio show. We have a question about Guinness World Records.
Okay.
Here's the question. Hi, we're doing a national radio show right now, and I have, on today's show alone, farted into this microphone 17 times consecutively.
We were wondering if that is the kind of record that we could enter into the books.
I mean, I haven't done it, like, off the radio. I've had 17 right into the microphone I'm speaking into now, and I'll probably be able to, if I really push myself, get at least 5 or 6 more by the end of the show. We still have 2 hours to go.
Yeah, and to the best of our knowledge, doing this on the air is not a common practice on most radio shows, and certainly doing it in sequence, one right after the other after the other.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. Here you go.
Hold on. Here we go.
That's 18.
That was 18.
That was the 18th part. I'm not playing like some kind of sound effect.
No, and we're not playing
a joke. I've got awful gas today.
And we're serious about whether this could
be...
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Can I get into the Guinness Book of World... What is the current record for disc jockey farting on the air? Number of times in a 4-hour broadcast.
Is there a record?
Hello? No, I don't think so. Not for farting.
Oh, man, so we could maybe enter that into the books.
You might want to look under the name Steve Dahl for the former record holder.
And maybe Soupy Sales.
And also Rush Limbaugh. I'm putting myself in some great company there. It's silly. I would be the best looking and the thinnest of those three men.
Yeah, there you go.
However, I have the colon of like a 900-pound man.
But they would not be actually bringing the microphone down to their nether regions and doing that for everyone to hear. It would not happen.
Well, what happened is the office in the United States is closed at the moment. You would have
honey, listen to this.
Market.
Just listen to this. Here's another one.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry.
We've reached the wall.
That's a dry hole. There was nothing there that time.
So the office in the United States is closed?
Have you ever, let me ask you, other guys who might have held this record, have you ever heard of a disc jockey named Rocky Allen? Hello?
Hello?
How about Jim London?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, please.
California.
Oh, you're on hold?
Oh, we're on hold now.
Oh, I guess she got tired of talking to us, Jim London. That's the big one. Big one right now.
See, but the difference is those disc jockeys could easily eclipse me, but they don't have the types of show where they could open
up
the microphone.
They couldn't fart. God knows they've probably done it off air.
Now I want to get to 20.
Don't push it too much.
No, I want to get to 20.
Because I think it's a penalty if you do hit, if you get milk duds.
Oh, on Matchbox 20. The late Jackson Weaver. I don't think so. Well, maybe beer farts. He used to drink during his show.
Hey, and let's include Frank Harden in that also.
Oh, yeah, right. They're both big boozers here in their show.
In the grill, you gotta try Mama's Fist.
We are still on hold at the Guinness Book of World Records. I have now farted 18 times. We've been on the air just under 2 hours, and I've had 18 on-air farts today alone.
It's an incredible performance, and I really hope the people at Guinness understand the gold mine they've got here.
Well, now, how come the New York Post is not calling? How come the Washington Post is not calling? Sacramento Bee is not calling.
18 farts on one show.
They'll call.
For goodness sakes, they cover every fake goddamn event that Howard Stern does.
I think this is going to be incredible.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm the, I believe, the world record for farting.
Well, sir, I don't think you could get a world record for farting.
Why not? Can you explain that to me?
Huh?
Can you explain that to me?
Can I explain that to you?
Why couldn't I have the world record for farting?
Why couldn't you enter the world
please
record
do not,
for farting?
Please do not answer questions with questions,
I'm asking you, why could I not hold the world record for most consecutive on-air farts?
I think this is an appropriate thing.
I mean, do they make a distinction? I mean, is flatulence
who's to decide that a fart is any worse than a guy who has the
Sir, you would have to contact the office to get that answer.
I think it's no different than the guy that has the world's longest fingernails.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bodily function. You know, it's perfectly normal. Everybody does it.
Never been done on the air.
Well, so you would have to contact the office to find out if you could enter, if that could be...
I thought I was calling the office now.
No, it's closed in the U.S. So it's now located in London. It's based in London.
All right.
Well, would you just leave a note that Don from the Don and Mike Show called?
Don from where?
Don from the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show?
And I'm going to shoot for 20 farts before the end of this program. I guarantee you I'll get to 20.
On the air. On the air farts.
Never been done.
Okay.
And I've had plenty others that have been during commercials and stuff.
Yeah, he'd be up at like 50 now if we were, on the air with no commercials.
Yes, sir.
And listen, honey, I want to tell you something. It's not like they've been small pull-my-finger farts. They've been some real
oh,
beefers.
Absolutely, yeah. Wallpaper peelers.
You know, splatter paint.
Absolutely.
But surprisingly...
Thunder and lightning.
Odor-free, and I just went to the men's room a moment ago to give myself a courtesy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't look. I generally don't look at the TP. I looked... Not a spot.
Fantastic.
Not a spot.
So it's total methane production.
And you could eat off my underpants. That's how clean they are. After,
way to go.
After 18 on-air farts today.
So what he's saying is it's a clean burn, ma'am.
This sounds to me like Guinness World Record material.
I think this.
Hello?
I think
she's not even listening.
This not only should be in the book, this actually should be on one of those fabulous TV specials.
Yeah.
Be better than the guy eating worms.
Yeah. All right, would you just leave a note? Don from the Don and Mike Show. At this moment, 18 farts in a row.
World record for on-air farting is what you should put down.
On the air. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you think it's funny, honey. I think it's funny,
and I also think that...
I'm here making radio history today.
Yeah. I think the climate has actually changed in the studio today. I think it's gone from North America when we walked in here, and now it's somewhere in the tropics.
Now you know what those people on Survivor felt like.
I'll tell you right now, next week I'm bringing in some ferns to grow.
I swear to you, if there's four more good farts, we're going to have a thunderstorm right here.
Well, I may be out. I mean, I'm pushing.
Really?
I'm pushing.
No, don't give up.
Just regroup.
I tell you, they wouldn't be able to let the space shuttle go off in this studio. That's for sure. Just relax.
I mean, I'm really pushing.
It'll come.
Yeah,
just, I mean, you know that little record you were talking about when you gave yourself a courtesy back there?
Yeah.
You're going to change that. You keep dancing around and pushing like that. There's no good that can come of it.
Okay.
You have to sit back and wait. Patience is a virtue.
Well, this is a real, incidentally, this is a real radio event. Unlike the thing I was talking, this whole, have you read about this Enrique Iglesias thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Enrique Iglesias, supposedly, this disc jockey, Howard Stern, gets a copy of a tape that's like, you know the Linda McCartney tape that we have?
Right.
Which is like her singing off-key?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he supposedly gets an exclusive copy of this tape.
Right.
Plays it on his show, and the way that they spin it is they said, Enrique Iglesias flew all the way from Italy, just to New York, to be on Howard Stern's show today to prove that he can really sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that I got a guy from the record company who says to me, it's all a scam that Enrique Iglesias was going to fly to America today, that he starts a concert tour in Orlando tomorrow, and this is all a scam.
Right.
That Enrique Iglesias made the tape, the record company gave it to the disc jockey goes on the air, the record company says, you go on the air, you make a big deal about this for a couple of days, we're going to fly him in, get all of this publicity, because they know that he's like the next Ricky Martin, that Ricky Martin had, Rob, am I keeping you awake here? Okay, all right, it's slightly unnerving. I'm telling you what I believe to be a riveting behind-the-scenes story, and I look, and I just see that giant jaw unhinging. And he's like, oh, man, God, I'm tired.
Fly's living in there now.
I am so tired. Well, anyway, it's all contrived and made-up radio, and it's getting headlines. It's ridiculous.
So the guy come in and sing today and sing perfectly?
That's what I hear that today.
Right.
He came in and, you know, shocker, sang absolutely perfectly. But keep in mind that, you know, coincidentally, the guy's not selling a hell of a lot of records right now. And he starts a national concert tour in America tomorrow.
Unlike
you know, the real event that's happening in this studio today where we are standing here. You have four witnesses that see what's coming out of your ass.
I don't know if you see it, but you certainly are hearing it.
Well, I think on number, I think it was number 13, I saw smoke. I really did.
Is it beginning to rain?
But we, you know, we won't get any coverage for that, though. That's I guarantee tomorrow in the New York Post, the headline will not be, you know, disc jockey farts 18 times in a row.
No, what it'll be is, you know, NYFD call to AAA 7th Avenue to stem fire on 10th floor.
Okay, clear the line. Clear the line. Do the secret sound.
All right.
Let's try to give away $500 right now. If you are the 100th person to call, you got a shot at the money, and we wish you good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Time for Call 100.
Right now.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hola.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ian Fairfax.
Ian, you are the 100th caller, Ian.
Oh, really?
Ian, you won a DVD of Fight Club, now available on a two-disc DVD with commentary by Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. But wait, there's more. Are you available to go on the Homo Joe Express to King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st?
Unfortunately, no. I gotta work.
No? All right.
No.
Well, then, get
can
ready.
Can I still play, though?
Yeah, of course you can.
Hey, I'm 5 minutes from the station. I love you guys, but go ahead.
You get the Fight Club DVD, and you also are going to be forced to win tickets to Volunteer Jam, courtesy of Best Buy. Best Buy, turn on the fun.
All right.
Are you ready to go for the big money?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I am.
What was that sound?
Oh, my dad loves you guys, too. I'm just telling him I'm on the air. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ian, have you called before?
No, I haven't.
I thought I remembered.
I'm a first-time caller.
How old are you, son?
I'm 22.
Beautiful. Is your daddy there?
Yeah.
Put your daddy on the phone.
All right. Hey, it's Don and Mike. Good. I'm here.
Get the other member of the clan on, Ian.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes. Hey,
how you doing?
What kind of fake accent is this?
Say again?
Who is this? Is this Ian's dad?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
David Burns.
Where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Oh, you're from Scotland.
And
that's why you named your son Ian.
That's right.
That's right. Perhaps your last name should be McGregor.
Well, that could be his middle name. I was going to call him Geronimo.
Belly.
Yep, in my belly.
All right, we just wanted to verify that, in fact, your boy is old enough to play our game.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Enjoy your show, guys.
We thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your show.
Hello?
Well,
I'm back.
All right, you're on the level, kid.
Yes, he is.
All right.
All right, here we go. $500. We'll play you the secret sound now. We will give you 15 seconds to ponder. Ponderous, man.
I think I know what it is.
All right, I hope you do. If you get it right, you win $500. We wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound for many people, heard in every room of their home, from the kitchen to the bedroom to the toilet.
Yes!
That's Donald Duck having the O again, right?
The big O, absolutely.
For $500, what is that sound?
Is it Bud slapping Tanya's ass?
Oh, we're sorry.
I knew Ian was trouble from the word go.
Let me talk to your daddy.
All right.
Put your daddy back on the phone.
He's called before, too. I remember the name.
Preposterous guess.
Buzz.
Hello?
I thought it was a brilliant guess, Buzz.
Hi, Ian.
No, is this Ian's father, or is this Ian doing a fake voice?
No, this is Ian's father. I can't believe he said that.
Let me talk to both of you guys at the same time.
Very good.
Okay, go on the phone, Ian. Then we're going to talk to both of us. Go on the phone. He wants to verify that what he... he's on the cell phone, guys.
Well, they do sound like...
Here he is.
I want both of you guys to sing a Scottish song together right now.
Sing a Clan family song.
I'm looking at Mike. The look you're giving me indicates that you think that they're the same guy?
I think there's something afoot. I think there's something up with these two based on his...
We're not the same guy.
All right, why don't you guys sing a Bay City Roller song for us?
Sexy City Roller song. I don't know.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to sing the music. It's bad.
All right, well, listen, Ian, that was a dumbass guess.
Why'd you do that, Ian?
I thought it was pretty funny. I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
See, I know this is not Ian's father we're talking to.
No, it is, really.
No.
I'm dead serious. Serious is a heart attack.
Yeah, serious is a heart attack means absolutely not.
See, I will go with Mike's gut on this. Mike is hardly ever wrong about
Ian
this.
Is trouble.
When I get the eyebrow, and yes. Mike gave me the eyebrow that went up.
Ian is trouble. Aren't you, Ian?
No, really.
Ian, who is that really?
That's really my father, I swear.
Ian,
I'm home for the summer from college.
Really?
I swear.
Ian,
promise.
Why did you give us that crappy guess, man?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Well, you see, it made us...
Because I know you guys are jealous because Tanya always shows Buzz her breasts.
No. See, here's the deal where it's not Tanya that does that, Ian. And
oh, it's not?
And her name is Toya, not Tanya.
Oh, Toya. Oh, okay. Right.
And the suspicious thing is that you have a legitimate chance to win $500 when you play that secret sound game. Ian throws all that away to play his little game here, and that makes me suspicious.
And it's not Tonya, who you referred to, it's not Toya, who you referred to as Tonya, it's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa?
Who shows...
I could have sworn you said it, okay.
Shows but boobs, that was, okay. Her boobs.
All well, now time. I feel real stupid, because now all these people are listening to me.
Yeah. Right, Ian.
Say it, Mike. Mike is just shaking his head. What, you
yeah,
don't
I just
believe
don't trust,
him?
I don't trust anything Ian is saying right now.
The question is Ian crafty... Or is he just as dumb as a box of rocks?
Oh, it's always a combination of both. They try to be crafty.
What was the first one?
Crafty.
Are you crafty?
Hey, but at least I didn't hang up and run away.
No, and I like the fact
I'm here to take my licking.
I like that you're hanging in there, Ian, but I know you're trouble. And you called before.
No, I swear I haven't.
No, I know you have.
Well, Ian, I am going to, you know what, as a form of punishment, I'm going to take away all your prizes except the tickets to see Charlie Daniels in concert.
There you go.
Let that be.
That was at a Fight Club DVD.
No. Aww. No, and you know what? You have to go to the Charlie Daniels concert.
That's right. Yeah, you have to go there and you have to give us a book report.
That is. And hold on.
Well,
Ian.
I can't go. I work mad out.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Hey, there you go. You got one out of him, Ian.
19?
That's number 19. That's fart number 19.
What do you think
day.
Of that, Ian?
I loved it. I've loved every one of them.
That is a world record.
That's the first
There's nothing better when you're sitting in D.C. traffic and hearing farts.
All right, hold on, Ian. Let's give somebody a chance to win who really might have a guess. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Mike from eGars.com.
eGars?
Yes.
Really?
How are you guys doing today?
Like, you're not getting enough plugs already on today's show? That last part was brought to you by eGars.com?
We're getting plenty of ink out of you guys today. I just want to know what you had for dinner last night.
You're getting plenty of brown ink from me, too, guys, what you're getting today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you want to guess?
Great browning element.
Hello?
No. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You asked me, did I want to guess?
Yeah, why were you calling?
I was going to ask you a question, Don.
All right, ask me a question. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. Would you be mad if I told you I'm the mailman and Bart might be my son?
Well, after all that time.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
That's right. You'll notice he never told you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm caller 100, kind of.
Yeah, kind of beautiful. Listen, you're going to get the Fight Club.
Welcome to this Twilight Zone of a phone segment. Weird.
You are going to get the Fight Club DVD.
All right.
With Brad, what's his name, and Ed, what's his name. Okay, you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, here is the sound. For $500, what is your guess?
Gosh. Just a second. pulling something out of a bottle.
Pulling something out of a bottle.
Wow. You know, this is unprecedented.
Like your penis?
We are going to take another caller for this.
Very good.
To find someone, for the love of God, who wants to take this contest just a little more seriously.
Very, very good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know the secret sound.
Okay, beautiful. Who's this?
My name is Jack.
All right, Jack, and don't say your last name is me off.
No, I won't.
It's another troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. No. I'm not a troublemaker.
What's your last name, Jack?
Rupard.
Jack Rupard. We're all trying to put it together now, see if it means anything dirty.
No. It's no Joe Mama and no whatever, right. Whatever.
Where are you calling from, Jack?
I live in Woodbridge.
All right, beautiful. Here's the sound. What is the sound?
That is blinds when you let go of Venetian blinds hitting the windowsill.
You know what? That's a legitimate guess.
We're sorry.
That's not right, but that was a legitimate guess. And jack me off, we do thank you for your call.
Yes. Oh, man, I listen to you guys all the time. You're
yes.
the bomb.
And Jack, you do win the DVD of The Fight Club, now available on two-disc DVD with commentary by Pitt and Norton. Thank you, my friend. And,
cool.
And I won't even give you tickets to go see Charlie Daniels.
Thank you.
I love Pitt.
And I love Norton. Go figure, Mike.
Hey, you got Pitt in my Norton.
You got Norton in my Pitt. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was going to guess the Speaker's Town, but I'm too late, I guess. Huh?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Sorry about that.
You bet. I've got it down, but that's all right.
Sure
bye now.
Will. Thank
all
you. Right. All right, bye now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you got Pitt in my Norton.
Hey, turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
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 Don and Mike.
Oh, this show is a bigger mess than in my underpants right now.
Your thoughts make me honey.
Honey. All right, clean these.
Are you
I just hung up on you. Clean these lines out. Well, try something now. Go give away $100.
All right.
You know that a couple of weeks ago, we did the vaginal monologue.
That's right.
And as it turns out, it was a great success with girls calling in to tell us not only stories about their vaginas, but things that their vaginas could say if they could talk.
Right. It was a wonderful segment. We didn't know it was going to be as good as it was.
Now, we have three ways we can go here.
All right.
We can either solicit for calls for the breast monologues.
The breast monologues. And if those breasts could talk.
That would be just for girls. Or we could do the penis monologues just for guys.
Yeah.
Or we could do the anus monologues.
Ah, the anus monologues. Yours could be you could be the moderator today.
Mine today is going to say, God, I got heartburn. God, I'm in the middle of a volcano.
Or God, I just can't shut up.
So, I don't know. Definitely not penis monologues today.
Not after that last segment, Don. I think that told you not to do the penis monologues.
But I would vote between breast and anus. I might go for the breast monologues to hear what girls' breasts might say.
I'd like to talk to the ladies also. I think the breast monologue's a very good idea.
Am I buzzy?
Yeah, breast monologues it is.
Rob? Please. Yeah, all right.
They portrayed another woman's breast.
Right, never mind, Rob. Just never mind. You know, I woke you up earlier today, and I'm talking to you now, and you're like whispering into the microphone.
I really think that's a microphone. I'm a bad
butt. That's all I heard there.
Yeah, me too.
He's got headphones on, too.
Okay. Yeah, look at his queer headphones. Those are the headphones he stole from the airplane today, incidentally. Those are not even real radio headphones.
Did he really? Did he steal those from the plane?
Not mine. I forgot mine.
There you go.
Girls, girls with your breast stories. I think you were trying to say something like guys could call, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No.
Just girls. So, girls, it's time for the breast monologue.
That's a good idea, though.
1-877-365-3636.
Rob.
What would your breasts say if they could talk? Oh, we didn't bring that tape with us, did
no,
we?
I didn't.
Is that nearby?
Rob.
Is that on the... Who's running the board right now, Toya or Jimmy?
Probably Toya.
Toya?
Rob.
You think there's a chance she can find that tape?
For me? For me, Toya?
Or should I just move along?
It's called Sexy Rob V.
Ah! She got it. Thank you, Toya. Appreciate that, baby. Rob, he's so
Rob.
Sexy.
Rob. Rob. Rob.
Almost falling asleep during the show today.
Rob.
Smelling my
Rob.
Farts.
Rob.
Rob. Good pull, Toya. Thank you. All right, girls, $100 on the line. Breast monologues, 877-365-3636. When we come right back.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Number 20 was a creeper, just creeped out.
And did we get it on mic?
Nope.
Damn.
I couldn't hold it.
Why?
I'm sure it'll come to me again before the end of the show. Is that the countdown, 19?
Yeah, yours holding fast.
One, okay, so I need one more to get 20 farts in today's show.
Hey, 19.
Listen, tomorrow, everybody listening to us on WNAW, tomorrow, hopefully we'll be starting the show with a freak program. What would you do for a trip to Orlando, Florida?
What would you do for a trip to Orlando? Landed.
you.
Come down to NEW tomorrow. Remember, New York, you're hearing this show on a slight delay. We start at 3 o'clock. The station's located 888 7th Avenue on the 10th floor. Come in to the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters. What crazy, outrageous,
if you please,
stunt or freak show event would you do to win a free trip to Orlando, Florida?
Nudity encouraged.
Luxurious condos on the Isle of Bali Resort.
Ooh.
Just minutes from Walt Disney World. This trip that we're giving away tomorrow.
Bali
is courtesy of Biography. All premiere June on A&E. Now if a
freaky show.
If nobody shows to play the game, then we'll do something with a call-in from all the other cities we broadcast to. But this is a chance for the good people of New York to stand up and show us what they've got.
Absolutely.
Here we go now with the breast monologues.
Excellent.
Where girls will either be talking about their breasts or talking as their breasts, if their breasts could speak.
If breasts could talk.
This is just like the vaginal monologues that Rudy Giuliani's wife was going to do.
Right.
Before it was announced that he was banging the other girl.
And that Madonna apparently turned down. Yes, she did.
Yes, and God, imagine what her vagina was saying. I'm so exhausted. Oh, hold on a second. Oh. Could have it right here.
Wow. Number 20.
Could be.
That's 20.
Yep,
that does count.
There it is.
That's 20 farts in a show.
It's like a marathon runner that is almost out of gas.
That fart is sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
And you think that guy was really from Egars that called?
I believe he probably was.
And the reason he asked what you had for dinner last night is he wants to buy you more of it.
Yeah. Well, based on the fact that they are paying a pretty penny.
Yes, they are.
I would imagine that Egar Cigars. Egars.com is, on one hand today, very happy, but on the other hand, very upset. They're out a lot of money today.
Are they paying by the fart?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yes. My God.
It's not like, because it's a thing where the way it was sold to them, they said, you know, you might get two a day, you might get one a week, there might be a month where there are none, so they are.
Oh, my God. So Tim McWilliams is on the phone with his wife now going, hey, honey, book the vacation.
Right. They are actually paying per fart.
Wow.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
We came pretty close to that last call.
Yes.
Now listen, tomorrow I want to hype this up again. If you live in New York, what would you do for a trip to Orlando, Florida? Come down to the WNEW radio station, 3 o'clock. If you got some kind of an act you could put on for us, come down. Nobody shows? Yeah, we'll just figure out how to give it away on tomorrow's show, but hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, joining us live from the NBA Finals, we will have Bob Costas.
Hey. Right.
And also tomorrow, because some of you have requested it, we will have a certain Italian man on low-budget Jeopardy. That is on tomorrow's episode. The pictures of my wife are not yet on www.2exposed.com. We hope that they will be there tonight. The site has crashed because so many people tried to log on, so please be patient.
All right.
And Rudy called, and congratulations to all Don and Mike Show listeners, because USA Today has officially taken the poll off their webpage to ask who should be in the booth with Al Michaels, because apparently they got, in the last 3 hours, over 10,000 votes for Dennis and Tom.
Rudy loves being our friend.
So they've officially taken that off their webpage.
All right.
Let's get back to the breast monologues. Jessica's in the lead.
Jessica is the clear leader so far.
Let's go to Rachel next. Rachel in Spokane, right? Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, baby. Listening to us on KFAN in Spokane, Washington. Rachel, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
People tell me Jennifer Aniston every now and then.
Oh.
She's got the best boobs. She really does. You know, inspiration when I do this show every day, in front of me, in a pretty plastic cover, is that picture of Jennifer Aniston from, was that Esquire magazine? Or
Vanity Fair.
It's true.
Where she's just wearing a t-shirt covered with water, a see-through t-shirt.
Looks like she's under a waterfall or something.
Jesus, she's so hot.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's boobs are the world's most perfect boobs. Now, will you be talking
I will be talking
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm
You almost did a freebie.
I'm throwing the it away now. Just let a creeper go when I was talking about Jennifer Aniston's boobs.
Your system is so conditioned to doing it.
I just farted and didn't even think to bring the microphone down.
Give it to you.
You know, I know, and I don't want your pity. I don't. No. I don't want your. I don't want your charity farts.
What's the number now? 20 We're at 20 and holding.
20 farts during today's show.
All right, no more holding for you.
You know what that is? That's like a foul ball.
Yeah.
That's like I hit.
Absolutely.
I hit one.
Very foul.
It went out of the park.
Sure.
Buzz. Very foul ball.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, in sync, right. Remember I told you over the weekend that one of my kids' friends called and said that they saw one of those queers from NSYNC at the White Flint Shopping Mall in Bethesda.
Now you know why.
Yeah, now we know why. Some rich guy hired NSYNC.
Some AOL guy.
Right. To play at his kid's bar mitzvah.
I mean, can you believe that? I
what a waste of freaking money.
I don't know how that guy's like walking around the halls at the place he works.
And the story goes that NSYNC cut him a break.
Yeah, they gave him a deal because he's had music dealings before. Yeah,
they only charged him $250,000 for a 40-minute performance.
What a bargain for a 12-and-a-half-year-old. That's
Jesus
a wonderful
Christ.
Idea.
That's great. Listen, tomorrow on the show, you know, we hope somebody from New York comes down to play What Would You Do for the Trip to Orlando.
Yeah.
Monday on the show, it's the third trimester bikini contest.
What do we have? We have about 18, 19 women that are lined up for this?
Very nearly as many farts as I've had today on the show.
Amazing.
And they'll all be on Monday. We'll have the pictures up on a website.
That's
if the website doesn't crash, you'll be able to see them. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good, I was calling to tell you that my breasts kept trying to call you guys, but they weren't big enough to reach the phone.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
I could talk about breasts all day, every day.
You know, let's give our ladies in the audience a round of applause
aren't
for really
marvelous
pitching in today, doing a nice job.
Okay, marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hello, Jessica.
This little girl has knockers.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
I was very disappointed that I didn't get to participate in your breast
monologue.
Yeah, monologue. That's the word I'm looking for. I wanted to do that. And you guys stopped it before I got a chance. I just had a baby, and I wish that I was still pregnant so that I could participate in your bikini contest, because I was a pretty hot pregnant chick.
You sound like a fan of the show.
Oh, well, my husband got me listening to you, actually. We just moved here from Hawaii, and he found you the first day we were in Virginia, and he has listened to you ever since.
You are bringing something out in me. Hold on.
Oh, yeah!
Here we go.
I'm scared.
Oh, wow. Your nostrils actually.
That was a good one.
Thank you. That is fart number 21.
Boy, your nostrils actually flared when you were doing that.
I can smell it over here.
That fart, sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.
Egars.com.
Well, thank you. I wish you could play our game. I wish you still had a baby inside you.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Brains has just handed me a note. Head, he's so smart.
What did Head do?
He figured out that hiring NSYNC for the bar mitzvah, paying them $250,000 for 40 minutes,
right?
That is $6,250 per minute for the group, or $104 per second.
Oh, God.
To have NSYNC play at this guy's bar mitzvah.
Hey, way to go. Conspicuous consumption.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if you were going to... Hello?
Yeah, please, for the love of Christ who died on the cross for your sins, turn your radio down.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I don't thank you. Jesus thanks you.
There, that's the way to do it. That'll get everybody to turn their radio down.
What can we do for you?
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to cut out on time because Sacramento's still cutting you out at, like, 2:20, or, I'm sorry, 4...
Honey, I have no idea. Really, we have no idea what the frig is going on at that Sacramento radio station.
Okay. I've never heard the end of your show.
Well, if you want to hear the end of the show, either move to Washington or New York. As far as I know, for sure, we used to be able to say Baltimore.
Yeah, now that doesn't happen
anymore. But they
either.
F us there, too.
Wichita.
And Wichita, right. Those are the three cities where we're positive you'll hear the whole show. D.C., New York City, or Wichita.
Yeah, and Baltimore used to be pretty consistent. Now you hear like a couple of tin men on there.
Well, they, They say that Grant Napier has a bigger following than you.
Oh, please.
Right. I know, I hate him.
And who is they?
Who is they?
Well, the people at the radio station when I call.
Who?
I call all the time.
Specifically?
Oh, I don't know. Just the man that answers.
No, you know, your credibility's damaged unless you tell us who said that.
I don't doubt that she's probably... Are you talking about, like, calling on the request line after our show is over?
The 800 number, yeah.
Right, okay.
Oh, then you're getting his show, so that's, of course, what they're going to say.
Please. Okay. All right, thank you. Honey, you're being lied to.
Thank you.
There's one show on KHTK that delivers number one ratings, and you're listening to it right now.
That's the fact.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, you should tell that lady that she could move down to Bakersfield, because I know they carry the show live, all of it.
Oh,
well,
do they?
That's not much of a move for her.
Yeah, it's only 3 hours.
KGEO. All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We do appreciate that. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Unleash the hounds!
Welcome back.
Yeah, very quick, and there he was.
Welcome back, friend.
Trusted friend.
I do like that guy.
I know you do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Nope. Hello.
Hey. Hello. Spokane carries the whole show.
All right. There's somewhere else you could move. Spokane, Washington.
That's fantastic. That wouldn't be a bad commute.
Although, haven't we gotten complaints from Spokane that they cut us off, like, for some crappy basketball or something?
Only on select occasions, but I think when things are normal, when there's not a special event, they actually carry the whole show.
If you really want to BF'd and listen to the show, try listening in Reno, where the San Francisco Giants play the goddamn day baseball.
Day baseball. You sound like Lee Elliott.
And they take us off for day baseball.
That sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
So, Leah Remini's turning 30 soon, right?
Leah Remini what?
Leah Remini is turning 30, right?
Use your regular voice.
No, thank you. I ask you, you're going to use frying pan or you're going to use hands?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Was that about spanking,
Leah?
I
guess that was about spanking, but he used that muddled accent, so it's difficult to understand it.
Hola, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just going to complain about Reno, but I just heard it on the radio, so...
Ah, beat you to the punch. I know. Listen, we get faxes from people all the time about Reno saying, how come we live in Reno, we don't even care about the San Francisco Giants?
Right. That's really a stretch. It's one thing Sacramento, but I mean, going over the, you know, over the mountains, going through the Donner Pass, and then having to get the San Francisco Giants is a stretch.
And in the ratings periods, where the San Francisco Giants don't play, like in the fall and the winter, our show's rated number one in Reno.
Sure.
But in the spring and the summer...
Uh-huh.
Every year, the ratings go like from number one to number 10.
You mean nobody wants to go to the Willie McCovey casino?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Mike, you're heard down here at 98.1 The Peak.
Well, don't they cut us off sometimes for the Braves?
On occasion in the summer, but 99.9% of the time, your whole show is on.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
I've got more history in my ass.
Here we go, as we are into the 20s. You are pushing it, Dottie, too. You right now, I would say you're making a pencil sketch right now. You've got to be.
Swinging for the fences.
Absolutely. Yes. That swing for the fences is going to, there's a storm brewing.
This is a day that will live in infamy. 22 automatic.
22.
I've got like BB pellets in my ass.
You know, whatever that number is, you know, whatever the number you finish up with tonight on the show, you got to play that in something. Somebody's got to play that on a roulette wheel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Black.
Red.
See a doctor. God, I hope not.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll let you know.
Hey, Don.
Yeah,
hey.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, that fart. Sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Are you trying a feeble impression of our agents?
I'm the only guy who does the agent. Guys, stay cool. Guys, the breast contest, are you still doing it? I'm calling about myself.
Okay. Oh, man.
Think about it.
Can you see that tank top?
Not in my show. You know what I like about that guy? I'm the only guy that does it.
And you know, our agent would be pleased to know there's somebody doing an impression of him.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There he is. Hello, Don and Mike here.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about Don's ass and that Unleash the Hound guy.
Well, listen, you're talking to us right now, genius.
Yeah. Oh, am I really?
Stop listening to your radio and listen to the phone.
You know,
and turn
I got
the,
you.
Why do you think, you know, do you not listen to the show every day? I'm going to guess you're a big fan of the show. You listen every day, right?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you hear all the idiots calling when I say, please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down?
Yeah, I know.
I want to know why you do that. I'm curious.
Why I do that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I've been on the radio, so I don't know how it actually works.
Why do you think I tell everybody to turn their radio down?
I know. I get annoyed by it, too, but I've never been on the radio before, so...
You know, I guess we have to understand that, really. I mean, if somebody's never been on before, they don't know what, you know...
No, but they hear it every day on this show.
You would think.
Well, see, the last time I called,
Wait a minute. Oh, you just contradicted yourself.
No, the last time I called, somebody else picked up, I asked to talk to you guys, and they said to call back.
Probably a wise decision. All right, well, what can we do for you now that we've straightened out this very confusing issue with turning your radio up or down?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that guy who calls all the time and talks about unleashing the hounds, and it sounds like somebody unleashed Mike's ass today. I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but it's very entertaining.
How many?
You, sir, are an idiot.
Don't call again. How many levels can this guy be wrong at? You're saying Mike's ass?
Oh. I'm sorry, Don's ass. I'm
right.
Sorry.
You're the textbook definition of a bad caller.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate
cancer,
it, though.
Ratings cancer be thy name.
Never, ever call again.
You got it.
Thank you. Is that a promise?
That's a promise.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Continue to listen. Please, never again.
Rob is calling him a nominee for the worst call of all.
Oh, no, we've had worse.
We sure have.
We've had worse. You know, when I think about that guy, I want to think just like you do about Germany. Never again.
Never again. Never.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that guy that called from Greenville?
Yes.
He forgot to mention that they preempt that, what's that fact from Los Angeles, Tom Lickass? They preempt him when you guys run over.
They preempt. Oh, so you mean that they don't run his show?
That's right.
Well, that's good. That's, you know what? That's one in their favor.
Brilliant.
Very good. Thank you.
That's why. I mean, really, that is why we are kicking butt down in Greenville.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
I'm in my combine.
Oh, really? Out there in Sacramento?
No, I'm in Iowa.
Iowa. All right. Even better.
What is a combine?
KCJJ has the whole show.
One of those big farm tractors out there. It's not a tractor. It's a big combine where they harvest the corn.
Like one of those big green trucks?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking
of? Big,
that's
huge
got like those,
farm equipment,
those
right?
Blades in front of it?
What are you doing with your combine?
I'm going to wash it.
You're going to wash it?
It takes a long time.
Are you driving through some kind of cornfield right now?
No, I'm just going... kind of back to the barn.
Well, I was
going
to say, you can't take that thing like the Mr. Wash.
Hey, can you
put it in a big old truck?
Right. Can you open the door so we can hear your combine?
There's a window.
All right. Thank you, Hillbilly. Goodbye.
There's a window.
Let's just turn his radio up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am a nipple, yes I am. I am a nipple, I like spam. I am a nipple, this is me. I am a nipple, I drink tea.
didn't we tell you to drop the nipple persona?
I can't. It's an addiction.
Didn't you actually call the show one time when you were actually a good caller when we got you to break down this third wall of being the nipple guy?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Come on. Try it.
I can't.
Come on, try it.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Yes, he's desperately hanging on.
You know, he just wants to scream nipple.
I can't help myself.
I know he does.
It's like a drug, man. Right. Nipples. Nipples.
All right, thank you, nipple guy.
Nipple.
Oh, dear.
You know your farts make me so horny.
Oh, God.
Oh, hold on. You're not that guy, too, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're that guy?
I am two guys in one.
Oh, you mean he's not only the nipple guy, he's the guy who calls and, like, pretends that he's having sex.
Go out to Iowa. Step in front of a combine.
Okay, goodbye.
I like to wash myself in Mr. Wash, too.
Goodbye. Last call here. Hello, Don and Mike show. He's two.
Two callers, one.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Michael. Hello?
You know he hates to be called Michael.
Is your name Michael?
No, yes, my name's Michael.
His name is Michael,
I thought you were referring to Mike. Yes, hello, Michael.
Hi, I have a question. Do you think it's wrong for me to touch Timmy in that little spot?
to touch Timmy in that little spot?
Are you talking about Timmy from Lassie? Or are you talking about Timmy O'Bibinay?
No, Timmy, my neighbor.
Timmy, your neighbor.
You... Michael. You know, the big pop star.
Is this a Michael Jackson
bit?
Oh,
come on. What are you doing, man?
Hey, Janet, put that down. Oh, excuse me. Okay, hello?
What is wrong with people?
What the hell is wrong with people?
Come really?
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you beware of the old bits that it takes 30 minutes to figure out what he's doing.
Yeah, real effing timely that bit was.
God.
Can't you just buy a gun anywhere in New York?
I'm going
to buy a gun tonight. I'm going to start shooting the people that call this show.
Excellent idea.
I really am. Let's go right to Buzz. It's time for news and comments.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is the lead story tonight on your news and comment show?
Tonight, and they said it couldn't be done, Survivor beats Millionaire.
Yeah! That's a good story. We like hearing that one again. Everybody, please stay tuned now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
Comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Sylvia Reschinal.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Oh! Oh! Happy!
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh! Oh!
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Man. Bitch.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Tomorrow we're giving away a gourmet basket courtesy of TNT. Don't miss Whitey Men Can't Jump. Saturday at 8, 7 Central on TNT. And, of course, tomorrow somebody else qualifies to win $16,000 worth of birthday wishes from TNT.
Don't think so, Rob.
Don't forget, tomorrow, everybody who listens to us on WNEW, if you come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters at 888 7th Avenue, be here at 3 with your wacky stunts, and we will give somebody a trip to Orlando, Florida.
Can he leave today?
That is on tomorrow's episode.
I love it when we give away baskets, man. Gourmet baskets.
Tomorrow on the show. So come down to NEW at 3 o'clock if you have a wacky talent or a stunt, and we'll see if that flies. It's time now for news with Buzz, you know, because everything on this goddamn show is sponsored.
Right.
Buzz brought to you, but that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Brought to you by Glen Ellen Wine. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the Survivor show has done what no other television show has been able to do, and that beat Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
CBS.
And I hear you are applauding, yet this will lead to your ultimate demise in our Regis Philbin bet.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because this will probably push me out of the running. It'll be replaced by New Year's next year.
I hope so.
The overnight Nielsen ratings show it wasn't even close. Granted, Millionaire was slapped on against Survivor at the last minute without much promotion, but...
You really have to promote Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because people are so unaware of that show.
Right? Eating bugs, they are set. They are set into
right.
The American consciousness. Now, in the first half hour, among the 18 to 49-year-old group that advertisers love, Survivor had nearly twice the viewers, a 6.8 to Millionaire's 3.9. In the second half hour, more people watched both shows, but Survivor had an 8.2 to Millionaire's 5.2.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For the whole hour, Survivor stayed 3 points ahead in that coveted age group.
How many people do you think are turning that show on and expecting to hear Eye of the Tiger?
Charlie Broyhill.
Maybe someday.
Right, Charlie Broyhill's a big Survivor fan. I mean, the group Survivor.
The Eye of the Tiger and the Broken Heart.
Who's the one that they had for the second Rocky movie where he fought the big dumb Russian guy?
It was the one.
In the Burning Heart. In the Rolling Thunder.
Survivor.
Oh, all this singing's making me.
Wow. Sure. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I
am amazed. You're right back to where you started.
That's 23.
God, bravo.
23 farts in one show.
It is a record.
Because everything on this show is sponsored. That fart was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, eCigars.com. Just let me say this. After 23 Skidoo.
Cigars, isn't it?
What did I say?
You said eCigars.
Okay, eGars.
I know, you might be a little lightheaded.
Listen, after 23 Skidoo, 23 farts today, they better send me a goddamn box of Fuente Opus X.
Amen.
That's what I want.
Here, here.
Thank you, eGars. Hi, Buzz. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. A former exotic dancer is suing her plastic surgeon for putting breast implants in her bottom.
This little girl has a knocker.
Oh, man, fantastic.
I think that's what happened to me today. I think I have breasts in my ass.
They're leaking. The dancer cried.
Yes, mine are.
As she told the Manhattan Supreme Court yesterday, and I quote, "They looked like two T's on my butt." 43-year-old Mary Gale.
You mean the T word?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
The T word.
Wow,
teats.
Right, okay.
Looked like two teats on her butt.
That's what she said. 43-year-old Mary Gale is accusing the Park Avenue doctor of malpractice. She says she was also in extreme pain until she made him remove the implants. She says, "I felt like I was on fire down there."
Yeah, but it makes room for the new garment, the Wonder Panty.
And if somebody said to her, "Kiss my ass," it would actually be like nursing.
The doc's lawyer says the pictures she's provided the court are unfair because they show work in progress. He says she knew the doctor was using breast implants and that she didn't give the operation a chance to work. The lawyer also says Mary is obsessed with plastic surgery and has an insatiable need to alter her body.
Well, there's something about Mary.
How you doing, Mary?
I'll let you know how the case
comes
out.
I'll sue the moon for you, Mary.
So, how's it going for the busty actress who left NYPD Blue to become a local TV news reporter?
She's got to quit smoking is what she's got to do.
And who is she?
Andrea Thompson is her name.
I saw that report that she did, and they were sitting down. One of those Access Hollywood shows where she's watching it with the two losers that they could find from NYPD Blue that would sit down and watch her news story. Right. It was the guy, Gordon Clapp.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon,
Clapper.
And then it was the guy that plays the receptionist. They were the only two that would sit down. And she does a report, and she says she's got a raspy voice anyway, but it sounded like she was out all night.
Here's the aftermath of the fire.
Well, Andrea Thompson played Detective Jill Kirkendall. She now works in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, Cherry Gig. We used to have a radio show there.
We did indeed until we got screwed.
Station also serves Santa Fe, if that means anything. The 38-year-old has a three-month contract with the CBS affiliate there, and her first story was a report on the aftermath of the big fires at Los Alamos.
Really? Her first story was not about how all English-speaking citizens in this country should speak English?
Yeah, oh, that would have been a very interesting report.
That'll be her last report. One of her fellow reporters wrote, "She looked like an intern after a bad night out with the boys. Stiff as a board with bedroom hair, this girl ain't going nowhere."
Yeah, but she could have been on the breast monologues.
Yeah, that could have. Oh, really? She got some nice ones?
Oh, my God.
Huge. Yeah.
No comment from Thompson, but another reporter wrote, "If you think TV news is a sacred club, it's time to wake up and get real."
So if she's in Albuquerque, virtually the only person who's hearing her now is, what was the name of that awful dominatrix, Rob?
Nancy Ava Miller.
Remember that dominatrix from Albuquerque?
Yes,
who flew all the way to D.C. just to dominate Rob, and she was awful?
Yeah, like had a hole in her nasal cavity.
Nancy Ava Miller.
Uh-huh. A new book supposedly based on fact has President Clinton's penis telling us what it's like to be the president's penis.
President Clinton.
The book's coming out July 18th.
Oh, that's like the penis monologue. That's like something we almost did on the show today.
Very much like it, only that's just part of the book. The book's written by the same guy who wrote Basic Instinct and Showgirls.
He's trying to hold me down with his hand. It's not going to work. I'm just ready to jump up again.
Joe Esterhaus called his new book American Rhapsody.
The book should be called Time to Spit.
Oh, man, I'm ready to spit at all times.
Gossip columnist Cindy Adams says the book is described as nonfiction using controversial fictional devices.
I am at full attention as per usual.
She says the book's partly about Hollywood and partly about Washington. Adams says it includes steamy stories about Sharon Stone, Ken Starr, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Al Gore, and George W. Bush. And she says the audio version of the book includes the voices of Ed Asner, Melissa Gilbert.
Imagine that. How you doing? This is Ed Asner. I'm Bill Clinton's penis.
No, he didn't get that. He didn't get that role. Melissa Gilbert's on
the
stage.
I'm the commander in
Chief.
Get it? And Bill Maher as the president's penis.
Bill Maher should be the president's anus. Hold on, Buzz, please.
Right.
A break. We'll be back with more news and comment right after this.
From the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Hello.
Where tomorrow our doors will be open at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Freaks of New York, come down with your weird talents.
Come on.
I think, you know, we've run down all of the great award winners we've had in the past. The guy who put the mouse traps on his penis, the woman who had her the vaginal area actually tattooed on the show.
The pierced labia.
Right. The lady, who licked dog food off Dennis Murphy's feet.
Ah. And the man who ate the cooked goat's head.
That's what we're looking for. New York, this is your chance to stand up and tell us you exist.
That's right. We know this is a weird little city.
And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, since we do the show on tape delay, if anybody shows up, we'll have a little contest. The WNEW studios right off 7th Avenue, right on 7th Avenue, 888 7th Avenue. Tomorrow, give it away, a trip to Orlando. If nobody shows, we'll do it some other way. But something tells me we'll have some freaks down here tomorrow.
That's right, and they won't be carrying our luggage up to the room.
Now let's get back to Buzz, who is still brought to us by Glen Ellen Wine.
I like this story because of the way it unfolds. Eminem is out on $100,000 bail now.
Marshall Mathers.
That's right. Marshall Bruce Mathers.
Hi, Marshall.
And he's under orders to stay away from weapons and away from his alleged assault victim. He's been told he can leave the state of Michigan to go on tour, but that he has to give the court details and proof of where he's been. His wife, Kimberly, says it's Eminem's fault that the two of them are in trouble. She says he got jealous when a friend gave her a friendly kiss and that he hit the friend over the head with a gun.
Marshall's friendly.
Marshall Mathers is due back in court July 11th to see if he'll stand trial on felony charges.
All right.
Police still haven't caught up with raspy rapper DMX to ask him about the car wreck scene he allegedly left the other day in New York.
And DMX is the guy who started D's Nuts.
Right.
He's the original guy
that came from a rap song.
Yes,
right?
Like about 10 years ago, but because we are so goddamn white.
Yes, we are.
We have just run it into the ground recently.
The women in the Honda who say they were hit by his expedition have now reportedly gotten telephone threats at work.
It was Mrs. Expedition.
The phone calls, which the New York Post...
DM Expedition.
The phone calls, which the New York Post says probably came from DMX friends or fans, have told the women not to cooperate with the police investigation. The women who work for a company that has business dealings with DMX say that DMX screamed obscenities at them after the accident, saying that he refuses to pay for the damage.
What about SFX? Sound effects.
What about BFD?
What about BMX?
What about BM?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've got some. BMX.
BMX.
That'd be my rat name.
BMX.
Yo, yo, yo! I rap 24 times. I fart 24 times in a show. Yo, yo, yo! I'll tell you what's going down. My underpants are dark Ridge Brown.
A new album from BMX.
Yo, yo, yo!
NBC is moving Frasier back to Tuesdays this fall, removing it from the Thursday night must-see TV lineup, and Kelsey Grammer is not happy about this.
My name is BMX Crit. Not BMX. Hi, this is rapper BMX Crit.
Notorious BMX Crit.
Everywhere I go, kids say to me, what can I do to be like BMX Crit? And I say to them, stay in school.
Right.
Eat a fruit smoothie every day.
Kelsey Grammer says NBC didn't bother to tell him what its plans were, and he says he thinks executives at Paramount assured him the show wouldn't be moved.
Oh, they talk about BFD.
Quoting Kelsey.
Yeah, right.
I have a feeling they were not completely forthcoming with me. Will and Grace will air Thursdays instead. And powerful TV producer...
Well, one of them is Will or Grace.
Right. Yes, yes. Yes, they are. And powerful TV producer Aaron Spelling was reportedly in tears, begging the WB network to make some changes in one of its new shows.
I'm crying. This is Aaron Spelling. Boo-hoo.
And that is the way Aaron Spelling cries.
Really?
Well, the show is called Gross Point, and it makes fun of the kind of primetime soaps that are Spelling's specialty. But he's reportedly most upset by a scene that shows a character based on his daughter, Tori.
I bought her breasts.
In this scene, this girl who's supposed to be Tori does the bulimia thing, throwing up into a paper bag.
Uh-oh.
This story comes from a media news website called Inside.com. It also says that as a courtesy to the successful Aaron Spelling, the WB did ask the producer of...
Who are you?
I'm Aaron Spelling. I'm the Love Boat. I am Dynasty. I am Hotel. I am 90210.
Right.
I am Melrose. I am, did you know this? Mod Squad.
Yeah.
I am Aaron Spelling.
Mod Squad, I had no idea.
One of my older credits. I am Aaron Spelling.
Well, for him, the WB did ask the producer of Gross Point to make changes in the scene, but so far the producer of that show has refused to do so.
They refused you, Aaron.
No one refuses Aaron Spelling.
You'll have to cry. How do you cry again?
Boo-hoo!
They propped a frail Bob Hope up for the cameras outside his Los Angeles hospital yesterday.
Listen.
Yes?
We had a discussion about this today on the way from the airport. That this is nothing but propaganda, and I think Buzz hit the nail on the head.
I'm waiting.
That I've got the story here where it says, now I read the story out loud in the car,
right,
where it says, Bob's chef served him beef, pasta, asparagus, and apple juice.
Bring on the food.
And Buzz correctly pointed out the story says, Bob's chef served him.
Right.
I cannot imagine that Bob Hope, who incidentally, could be in a coffin right now,
right,
is really eating beef, pasta, asparagus, and apple juice.
No, they didn't finish that. It was taken out of context. If they had finished the sentence, he served him beef, pasta, all mixed up, and put in a Cuisinart.
A big Bob Hope smoothie.
Absolutely. And a shake he can drink. Now, when they say the chef prepared Bob a leg of lamb the other night, he probably did prepare it for him. It doesn't mean Bob ate it.
Yeah, they just wheeled it by him.
That's nice. I'm winning.
And as we also discussed in the car, the chef's putting together his resume right about now.
There you go.
And what about the story that Bob's hitting the nurses?
Yeah.
I mean, hitting on the nurses?
Right. Not hitting the nurses.
Get out of here, you bitch.
Just doesn't have the strength to hit on nurses.
Come on, want
to
hear it?
Now, we're told the plan yesterday when they propped him up
come
in front of the camera.
Come over here.
We're told that the plan was for him just to wave at the cameras and go back inside and then be released today. But Hope reportedly told his doctor that he might as well go home so long as he was already dressed.
Might as well go home. I got my clothes on. F you.
The doctor reportedly agreed, even though Hope's hand was shaking as he leaned on a railing for support.
Bob Hope waves, his hand's going to fall off.
With his wife and doctor at his side.
Oh, I tell you.
I'm Bob Infant Hope. I'm going home.
Okay. Buzzy, one more after Bob.
I finished this leg of lamb.
Let me just tell you, the reporters say Bob did try to smile, but said nothing.
Yeah, right. Bob tried to smile. Meanwhile, he's eating beef and pasta and asparagus and a leg of lamb.
And an easy-to-drink shake.
Professional women's tennis players seem to be ganging up on perky Anna Kournikova.
This ticks me off.
And the Women's Tennis Association.
That's because she's hot. Right?
Yeah, they're really attacking her. Players, including Martina Navratilova, say the WTA is encouraging its
Martin Navratilova. Refer to her by her proper name.
Martin
Navratilova.
encouraging its young female stars, the WTA is, according to Martin, to wear skimpy clothing, including short skirts and plunging necklines. They're mainly talking about Anna Kournikova, who's ranked 15th in the world.
She can play tennis, and she's hot.
WTNA.
Anna,
yeah, there you go. Now, there's a tennis organization. Yeah.
Anna's 19 years old. Navratilova is 43.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Time out. We have the Toe Tapping Touchstones, a prize package selected especially for you. Listen, we're going to give away something special now. Two tickets on the Homo Joe Party Bus to Paramount's King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st.
I'm winning.
So only call if you have the day off and if you can join us at Paramount's King's Dominion. They're open daily. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with 5 new attractions. So call now. If you can go with Homo Joe on the Dynamite Party Bus, King's Dominion, Wednesday, June 21st, be the 100th caller now. Be assertive. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Thirdly now, before he takes off for his evening with Sylvia's mother.
In Ford.
You know, it's no secret. No. Buzz has told us we can mention that tonight Buzz will not be joining us for dinner because Buzz is going out with a single 30-year-old television producer.
No, she's not single.
She, well, that's, once you married, the same as single.
Doesn't matter when you're hippie buzz.
When you're a swinger.
Doesn't matter at all.
Buzz is going out with Sylvia tonight.
All perfectly innocent, I'm sure.
Going out to dinner at room 2581.
Old friends. Having chow and copping a feel. Old friends. Having sex after a big meal, old friends. Buzz and Sylvia having a good time.
Have a nice jizz pizza.
No, no, it isn't like that.
Yes, sirree. Sure it isn't.
Haven't seen you in a while. If you do me, I will smile. Old friends. In sports, the New Jersey Devils try to wrap up the Stanley Cup Finals tonight as they again face the Dallas Stars. The NBA Finals continue tomorrow with the Lakers leading the Pacers 1-0.
Oh, and tomorrow we will have Bob Costas, the great Bob Costas, who will be calling that game tomorrow night.
Hey.
He will be calling us first.
Yes.
To tell us about that game. That's on tomorrow's episode.
Cool. Excellent. Former Atlanta pitcher John Rocker did arrive in Toledo today, ready to throw against the Mud Hens.
See you in Toledo.
For the AAA Richmond Braves. If he hadn't shown up for work today, he would have faced more fines and a possible suspension. In today's paper, Rocker was talking about giving up baseball for a career as a stockbroker.
Oh. Good. I got an issue for you.
And Mr. Concussion is going to retire after all.
I gotta quit. Oh, hey.
The Oakland Tribune says the 49ers quarterback Steve Young has made his decision. Young hasn't played since getting his fourth concussion in 3 years last September.
Hey, right inside the bathroom wall, Coach Maragucci. I'm throwing in the towel, but I'm really going to be lobbying for that Monday Night Football position.
He's been saying he couldn't decide whether to stay with the Niners, move to another team, or retire.
I can't decide what I should take on my way.
The Oakland paper quotes NFL sources as saying he will retire from the game and within the week.
Just hope I don't get lost in the mall again.
Finally, the names, you like name games, the names of American celebrities have started replacing nouns and verbs on the streets of London. British papers report that Londoners have taken to referring to beer as Britney Spears. Example, give us a couple of Britneys, love. Chevy Chase is face, for whatever reason. Apparently, it's all rhyme.
I would think that Chevy Chase would be like feces.
Feces, absolutely.
Boy, I've got to take a Chevy Chase.
We'll get to that. Lou Reed is speed, as in the drug. If you're wearing your Steve McQueen's, you're really wearing jeans.
Okay.
Donald Trump means dump, as in this place is a dump.
And boy, I got to take it, Donald Trump.
The New York Post says Winona Ryder means cider, unless, of course, the paper is full of Brad Pitt.
Which means S-H-I.
I'll tell you, that's right, it's Brad Pitt. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Tough Brad Pitt.
No Brad Pitt, Sherlock. That's it. We got to go. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Yeah.
And again, everybody listening to us in the WNEW area tomorrow at 3. Our doors will be open for a freak show. Hey, we've been on long enough. You know what the show's like. Come on by. Somebody wins a trip to Orlando. Either way, not enough people from New York show up.
That's right.
Let's give it away to somebody else. That's tomorrow. Also, as I mentioned, Bob Costas on the show tomorrow. And also, a certain Italian gentleman will be joining us.
Fantastico.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, when do I get to play the game for the $500?
You must be calling from New York, right?
Nah, calling for Jersey.
No, well, yeah, close enough. We're just winding up the show now.
All right, man.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, see
you. Hello, you know what's happening?
What?
That
we're on in New York now.
Right now, the show's just started in New York.
Right.
So these are all people calling us up who don't get that we're on the same delay.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I am a two of a hundred.
A chill of 100, right.
Excellent.
What's your name, my friend?
That would be Matthew.
Matthew, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from actually Tyson's Corner right now.
Matthew, I hope you're available on Wednesday, June 21st for a day of fun at Paramount's King's Dominion.
I certainly am.
You'll be riding the Don and Mike Homo Joe Fun Bus.
Yeah, the Express.
The Anal Bus to King's Dominion. They're now open daily. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with 5 new attractions. 2 seats for you on the bus. Have a great time at the park, okay?
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Okay, back tomorrow with the all-new episode We will see you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie, please throw your hat in the air, just like Sid, Tyler Moore.
You might just make it at home.
Oh, no. Meow.
Oh, come on.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.